Remember the excitement of your first ride? Get that feeling again with a 2006 Chevy Cobalt. With more standard horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Focus, and an estimated 34 highway miles per gallon, it's your next red hot ride.
Like it because it's chocolate. And to me, it's a better product because it focuses on vitamins and minerals.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy Rhoads.
I listen to it almost exclusively now.
And beyond.
Al Franken and Ed Schultz and Tarandy Show.
Not just your average. Chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption and more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's evacuation day in Galveston.
All the stuff that happened in New Orleans. Trying to get ready.
After brushing the Florida Keys, Hurricane Rita is slicing through the Gulf of Mexico, building strength from the Gulf's warm water, with the potential to become a deadly Category 5 hurricane by the time it slams the Texas coast Friday night or Saturday. Rita grew to a Category 4 storm in the past hour, with winds of 135 miles an hour. Officials in Galveston have buses ready to evacuate residents beginning 3 hours from now. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff on the CBS News Early Show.
What we're in the process of doing now is working very closely with the state of Texas and local authorities, pre-positioning assets, food, supplies, helicopters, medical teams, getting them ready to go when the storm hits.
Rita could spare New Orleans a direct hit, but even a little rain could cause major trouble.
This is Jim Priscilla in suburban New Orleans. The Big Easy is uneasy over Hurricane Rita.
Kind of worried, but if it's not coming to us directly like Katrina was, I don't think we leave him. But then we might. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
People here have been told to again pack up and be ready to flee if necessary.
CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. Karen DeJean is missing from Mississippi. If you know where she is, call 1-800-THE-LOST or log on to missingkids.com. In Washington, Congress is looking for a way to pay for hurricane relief.
A group of fiscally conservative House Republicans will lay out some proposals today to cut federal spending to pay the enormous bill for Katrina. But there's nothing close to a consensus on where to cut or even whether to. President Bush says spending should be cut, but he's not saying where. He's ruling out tax hikes, but Democrats say suspending some of the Bush tax cuts, which cost more every year, is an obvious step to take. Other proposals being tossed around include delaying the start of prescription drug coverage for Medicare or scaling back costly highway projects. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Eight Democratic governors are asking the President and Congress to find out if oil companies took advantage of Hurricane Katrina to jack up gasoline prices. Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan is proposing a new tax on oil company profits.
We are at war. We have just suffered the worst natural disaster in the history of this country. And yet the largest integrated oil companies in America are making the highest profits they've ever made.
The industry blames the run-up in gasoline prices on a supply squeeze caused by hurricane damage to Gulf Coast refineries. The National Transportation Safety Board is calling on states to ban cell phone use by teenagers and other inexperienced drivers.
You start a new motor skill like driving. You don't understand the dynamics. You don't understand distances. To begin to try to split your focus is a disaster.
Safety Board Acting Chairman Mark Rosenkerr. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
You know, there's actually a town in Tennessee called Paris.
Bonjour, mon ami.
It even has its own Eiffel Tower. Now, it's a fine place, but nobody's going to mistake it for the real thing. Same with those generic stress formulas that want you to believe they're the same as stress tabs.
My fat chance.
Right. Only new and improved Stress Tabs Advance has Ester C, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight, Starbright Children's Foundation.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
So far, we're off to a good start this morning. Things are picking up coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. Southbound I-25, crowd around 84th Avenue, then move along fine for a ride into downtown. I-70 and 225 move along fine, and C-470 looking good through Highlands Ranch and around town. Things still pretty quiet on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline wide open, and the Turnpike trouble-free both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now checking the forecast, another hot one today with highs close to 90. It's already 65 degrees. Rapid screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-76 and I-25. I-76 in Bromley Lane, U.S. 36 and 104th Avenue, I-70 in Harlan, and C-470 in Quebec. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Walters Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Russia's a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the rush.
You'll be glad you did.
Sponsored in part by Natrol's Brain Speed. What's your brain speed? Find out now at brainspeed.com. I'm Charles Osgood. As Hurricane Rita, now Category 3, rapidly grows in strength, size, and menace, people again flee stricken New Orleans, where dangerous new downpours are possible. And from the tip of the Florida Peninsula to Galveston, Texas, a good question is, what have we learned? What have we learned from Katrina? Forecaster Brian Norcross.
Rita has the potential to be another Katrina. It could be a Category 4, maybe even 5 storm for a while, and come ashore as a major hurricane producing those storm surges of 20 feet.
More after this for Brain Speed. You've really got to think fast to keep up with this hectic, digital, multitasking world we all live in now. And I know something that can help. Brain Speed from Natrol is a supplement specially designed to improve your brain's processing speed, and you can test how it works for you with an online brain speedometer. You can access free for 2 months with your purchase of Brain Speed. You'll find Brain Speed at Walgreens, GNC, Vitamin Shop, Drugstore.com, and fine health food stores. Think fast. To find out how, go to www.brainspeed.com.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
In Galveston, Texas, the word is go. Mayor Lyda Ann Thomas.
I hope you have been listening to all of us, and so you should be prepared to go, and it's time to get on the highway.
They're listening, all right.
Nobody's going to take a chance. Everybody's a little bit scared right now after the Katrina thing.
Not on the highway to Houston, though, says Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson.
We are trying to evacuate people from Galveston and ask them to bypass Houston, not to go there, but to go to other places in Texas that are not so already burdened with evacuees.
Including more than 1,000 Katrina evacuees from New Orleans. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, not wanting to repeat the mistakes and confusion of Katrina, has sent 9 urban search and rescue teams, 9 disaster medical teams, into Texas ahead of time. FEMA's Acting Director David Paulison.
We are going to be hooked at the hip with the emergency managers to make sure that we're all prepared. We all know what's going to happen.
Paulison warns, however, that immediate rescue of everybody all at once is not going to be possible.
We know that there's going to be a period of time before help gets to you. Make sure you have food, water, medicines, all the things you need to survive for a couple days on your own.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What's wrong, Gnarlman?
My life's over, Dorfman.
Could be worse. Could be my life.
Bob filled in for me while I was on vacation.
Bob from Account Temps?
Did all my financial reporting in 3 days.
Doesn't that take you...
A week, yeah. Now Mr. Fernwell can't stop singing Bob's praises.
I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Bob's the man. Gives every job all he can. Nicer pants than the average man. That's Bob.
Tough one.
When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. We step right in and get the job done quickly and correctly. Call or visit us at AccountTemps.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 608, 8 minutes after 6 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Good morning. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers later on in the day and a high today reaching up to 84. The reason I'm laughing is I got to tell you something. This is an incredibly, I mean an incredibly, incredibly slow news day. And one of the reasons why it's an incredibly slow news day is because only about one or two stories are dominating the news this morning. And those two stories are, of course, Hurricane Rita, which has the capacity to become a Category 5 storm. And also, of course, the aftermath of Katrina and the whole debate on how to pay for all of this, which we kind of got into yesterday morning at this time. And you know something that's largely left out and forgotten is the war in Iraq. There doesn't seem to be too much about the war in Iraq, but it was a bloody, bloody, bloody day yesterday in Iraq. Bombings killed 9 Americans around Iraq. Study of the insurgency looks at its size, fighters, and motives. And this is from USA Today. The U.S. military said Tuesday that 4 U.S. soldiers died in 2 roadside bombings near the insurgent stronghold of Ramadi, and a 5th died in an explosion north of Baghdad. Also Tuesday, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said 4 other Americans were killed when a suicide car bomber attacked their convoy Monday in the northern city of Mosul. The 4, an agent with the Bureau of Diplomatic Security, and 3 private security guards were attacked. Were attached to the embassy's regional office in Mosul, and embassy spokesman said embassy spokesman Peter Mitchell. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice identified the diplomatic security officer, Stephen Eric Sullivan, and called his death a tragic loss for all of us at the Department of State. Sullivan's age and a permanent address were not given. So the war in Iraq continues to go on out there, but it doesn't make the front pages like it used to. And I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, because I don't know what the question is to ask about the war in Iraq anymore. I don't know what to ask other than my feeling is we need to get out. We need to definitely get out of the war. And the ongoing feeling and the ongoing troubling feeling this morning that how in the world are we going to pay for all of these things? Now, the Bush administration has rejected repealing these tax breaks for the rich, the top 1%, although John Snow, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, yesterday said that the tax cuts may expire and that some of Bush's domestic plans may get pushed to the back burner due to the overwhelming response of having to deal with Hurricane Katrina, the aftermath of it, and also the war in Iraq. I also heard some other disturbing news yesterday. We know that the Bush administration has suspended the Davis-Bacon Act. Another thing they've done is they've exempted contractors working in the New Orleans area from having to fill out affirmative action reports, which to me is very, you know, I can't believe. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Will it end up hurting the people that they're trying to help? Because it just seems to me that the thing that you would do is you would go in and you would give locals as many jobs as possible. And New Orleans, I mean, parts of New Orleans are just almost 98% African American. And whoever heard of, you know, in the South, of exempting or saying that you don't have to fill out affirmative action statements. So I got all this stuff roiling around this morning at 303-713-7600. You know, I guess you, if you want to, pick up the phone and comment on any of them or all of them. Later on this morning, we're going to talk about Bush using, and this is what he is doing, I think. You know, he's using this Hurricane Katrina to run kind of a petri dish of neocon economic experimentation, which is what John Kerry said the other day, and I think it's really, really true. That's exactly what this administration is up to. In suspending the Davis-Bacon Act, and now it's saying that contractors who work on federal projects and who are working on construction in the hurricane area don't have to fill out affirmative action forms. And they've suspended that as well. So is this guy using the hurricane as an economic experimentation lab for neocon ideas? And there's a report in the Times-Picayune this morning, and the report says that hurricane tax aid does more for wealthier survivors. Tax breaks designed to help Hurricane Katrina victims get their hands on needed cash could do more for higher-income survivors than for the needy, a congressional report points out. To the Congressional Research Service, an office that provides nonpartisan legislative analysis to lawmakers, pointed to several items in virtually identical bills that passed the House and the Senate last week. One helps hurricane victims get access to their savings by waiving penalties imposed on taxpayers who tap into their retirement savings accounts before retirement. Others let taxpayers write off some of their destroyed property and erase taxes regularly imposed when a debt like a mortgage is forgiven. The report says lower-income survivors are less likely to have retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs to tap into for the recovery, because many low-income individuals and families pay little tax. And so this assistance effort doesn't help the poor. However, the same tax bills also include tax assistance specifically for lower-income families that help the working poor hang on to their income tax credits, which can be disrupted by unemployment or family separation. So we have all of these things happening this morning. And you can pick up the phone and talk about Iraq. You can pick up the phone and talk about Katrina. You can pick up the phone and talk about the Bush administration. You can pick up the phone and talk about any of those things. 303-713-7600, any of those that you want to talk about. And Galveston is now under a mandatory evacuation. And, you know, even if you want to talk about global warming contributing to the hurricanes. So the lines are wide open. I got four lines at 303-713-7600. I've given you some things to talk about. Later on this morning, we're going to talk about Bush using all of this. As a matter of fact, we're going to do it about 45 minutes from now. We're going to talk to a lobbyist for the NEA, Kim Anderson, who's going to talk about the fact that Bush is using Katrina as a cover to impose vouchers and try to destroy the public school system in New Orleans. So anyway, 303-713-7600, four lines open, 616, 60 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from? The history behind your family and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war, Ancestry works so well. It takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991 and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now. 1-800-339-5991.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Call them up and say, hey, I'm Jay Marvin, you know, from AM 760. We just called up, and they did a great job. Superior Carpet Care services the entire metro area, and they have the most advanced carpet cleaning equipment available. There are people you can trust in your home who will do the job right the first time. So once you've had your carpets cleaned by Superior, you'll have them back when you need them time and time again. And while you're at it, ask Superior about their duct service. You'll be turning on the furnace in just a few months, and now's the time to have your air ducts cleaned. Do it now to avoid allergy-causing dust and pollen that is built up in your air ducts. Boy, that's miserable when you turn your heater on and all that dust and crap comes out of there. Call Superior at 303-933-3000. Your carpets will look better. That's 303-933-3000. Tell them Jay sent you and save 40%. That's 303-933-3000.
To righties everywhere, Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, I got more things out on the table this first hour than we probably have room for. 303-713-7600, four lines open, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin talking about the Americans killed in Iraq yesterday. How are we going to pay for Katrina? The Republican Party fearing a backlash. This is something else. How about this? Hurricane Katrina and the bungled government response have weakened President Bush's raising questions among Americans about his Iraq and Gulf Coast spending plans and spreading fears among fellow Republicans that his troubles could be contagious. We got another poll out. I failed to mention that. There's an AP Ipsos poll that shows a sharp increase in the percentage of people concerned about the economy since the storm. Less than half approve of Bush's handling of Katrina. Less than a third give him good marks on gas prices. As many Republicans fear, the survey shows signs of conflict between Bush's two top priorities, Iraq and the war and post-Katrina recovery. Given a choice in the survey, 42% favored cutting spending in Iraq. Now, this is the second survey that's indicated that Americans want to cut the spending in Iraq. The other one is the Gallup poll that was out earlier this week. All right, 303-713-7600. And let me remind you, too, I won't be here tomorrow. Aaron Hart will be here. I'm filling in tomorrow for Ed Schultz. So I'll be on between 1 and 4 our time here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's go to Tony in Aurora who's hanging on. Tony, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Just driving into work. The old head, you know, the hands-free thing on the cell phone. So
yeah, be careful.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. I just got to remember not to talk with my hands.
There you go.
I got a question about the suspension of the Davis-Bacon Act.
Okay.
Is that something that was done across the entire zone that was affected?
Yeah.
So it is in Mississippi, parts of Alabama.
Yep.
Most of Louisiana.
Yep.
Well, is this something that's potentially on the table for Hurricane Rita?
I guess if, I think most people are crossing their fingers and I guess most people are holding their breath and hoping that Rita doesn't cause too much damage, and that we don't have to look at, to say, for instance, Rita hitting Houston or destroying Galveston. And I assume that if it causes much havoc, I assume that knowing Bush, being one of the most reactionary presidents we've had in modern times, I assume he would try to extend it there, too.
Huh. Okay. That would really help his base, wouldn't it?
Well, now I don't. It helps his business base, that's for sure. I'm not sure it helps the, you know, I'm not sure it helps the people that he's trying to that he's trying to help. You know, the thing is, he's got a problem because he's got to balance these two things that he's got to do, which is to rebuild New Orleans and rebuild the damaged areas of Katrina. Plus, fight this war in Iraq, and now Republicans are beginning to openly squabble about how to get this done.
No, sometimes it takes an act of God to break up the children of God, you know.
Yeah, so he's got a really huge problem on his hands, and I don't know how he's going to resolve it because you know, and he's got people like John McCain and others who are sniping at him.
Well, for McCain, it's long overdue.
Yeah, I agree. Even though McCain says that he supports the president and he supports the going into Iraq, but you know, what they're going to do is one of the things they want to do is they want to attack that that senior's drug benefit through Medicare. They want to scale that back or delay it for a year.
Hey, nothing like a hurricane to help, huh?
Yep, you got it. Hey, thanks, Tony. Appreciate it, man. Be safe.
Hey, I will.
All right, we got one line open at 303-713-7600. Actually, that's not true. I got two lines open. I should have lied about that. Let's go to Doug and Bennett. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to talk about all the good things that are in the news. You liberals just seem to whine about the bad things. Let's talk about some of the good things.
I don't think anybody, nobody's whining. I'm stating the obvious.
All righty. Well, last month, the United States Army had its highest recruiting month in 4 years. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great news.
How about the elections in Afghanistan went extremely smooth?
Yeah, that's also good news.
Yep, and the New York Times is laying off 500 people. That's good news, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Not if you're one of those 500 people.
Well, I think the New York Times has just been steadily going downhill because of their bias.
I think all newspapers are having circulation problems. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you know, that you try to aim it, and I knew giving you enough time, you trip up, that you try to aim it directly at the New York Times. But the fact is that most newspapers now in the digital age...
I'm not arguing that.
May I finish? Thank you. Most newspapers in the digital age now with the Internet and everything else are suffering circulation problems. A city with two newspapers or an area with two newspapers, such as we see here along the Front Range, is extremely rare.
Mm-hmm. One more question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you were a United States Senator, would you vote for John Roberts?
No, I would not.
And you think Hillary Clinton's going to vote for John Roberts?
I don't know what Hillary Clinton's going to
really
do. I haven't
Hillary
talked to
Clinton
her.
Hillary Clinton will vote for John Roberts. You watch.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you have to pay for Iraq and you have to pay for the cleanup in New Orleans and the rebuilding in New Orleans, how would you pay for it?
Well, first of all, I think the cleanup in New Orleans is a scam. It's a bailout for the insurance company. It's just
yeah,
a big
okay.
bailout for the... Every one of those properties are insured with hazard insurance.
Okay.
And that bailout is going to big insurance.
Yeah, sure. I don't have an answer to the question, so I'll just invent something.
No,
goodbye,
no,
Doug.
That's
see you later. Yeah, I can't answer the question, so I'll put an alternative out there that wasn't asked. I mean, there are a lot of people who don't have flood insurance. There's a lot of people there who don't have adequate insurance and added coverage. And even if they did, you got to rebuild the infrastructure, Doug. Hello? But he can't answer the question, so he invents his own answer. Okay, thank you, Doug. I guess you neocons believe in truth, right? Let's go to Bob in Boulder. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jay?
Yes, Bob.
How you doing? Hey, maybe it's going to take these huge natural disasters before people start to really wake up and say, hey, global warming's a real issue.
Well, I don't think anybody can blame, like, the individual hurricanes on global warming, but I think it is an issue. I think it's becoming a problem. I think it's becoming a big problem.
It's unbelievable that people just continue to disregard what is so obvious. And, I mean, it's everywhere. And, you know, I mean, maybe it's taken a path right at these oil rigs. Maybe that's the best thing we can do is just flatten them all and maybe people will wake up.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is, with that kind of thinking, and I understand you're desperate to get people who, to focus on a global warming, and we ought to have more discussions about global warming. There's no question. But
it's affecting everything.
Yes, I know. But if you flatten all the oil rigs,
well,
you know what you're going to end up doing? You're going to end up hurting people who can least afford to buy gasoline. I don't think you want to do that, do you?
I understand, but, you know, what's it going to take?
Well, I think what it's going to take is a change in administration.
Well, that's...
I mean, I think that's what it's going to take. And I'll tell you something. Unless Bush can turn this around, and now we have the second poll out this week, the AP Ipso poll, unless he can switch this, turn this stuff around, Republicans who stand for election in 06 are beginning to get extremely nervous.
Well, Rita's already a 4. It jumped from a 2 to a 4. And I mean, we're seeing these huge hurricanes. I mean, I was down there when Andrew hit, you know.
What was that, 92, I think?
Yeah, that was the beginning. I mean, you're just seeing it getting worse. And they said they've got, like, several more storms on the tail of Rita. So,
yeah, I'm not, the
little storms that were little are now becoming hurricanes. And so, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not disagreeing with you. But what I'm saying is you want to know what it's going to take. And I think what it's going to take is we have to have a change in administration and a change in the agenda.
But this has been going on for 50 years, too, with our spending on defense and we're not investing in infrastructure.
But we got to turn it around somehow. How are we going to turn it around?
Maybe Mother Nature will do it.
Well, see, I don't want to. Yeah, but I don't want to hurt people, though, man. I
don't either. But you know, what's it take for these?
I told you, change in administration, in the leadership of the country.
Yeah, we've been
two prong. We need to use a 2-prong plan. One, try to get control of the Congress again. That stymies anything Bush may try with the remaining time he's got left in his second term. Two, okay. Put a Democrat in the White House in 08.
Yeah, we've been trying. I don't know what's going on that front, you know.
Well, I think good things are going on that front because the public, look at Bush's opinion polls.
No, it's people like you and other stations that are getting on board that they're going to make people more aware. And, you know, I'm all for it.
All right. Well, hey, thank you. Have a good day, Bob.
You too.
303-713-7600. I got three open lines here this morning. It's just kind of a buffet hour here. Before we get into school vouchers, talking about Afghanistan, talking about Iraq, about the 9 Americans killed in Iraq, I still wish that neocon guy would call back. You know, how are you going to pay for both these? Well, the reconstruction in New Orleans is a scam. Yeah, sure. Okay. You people. Must be in that OxyContin bottle. 6:30. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600. Right now, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble if you're trying to get out of the Thornton area this morning. We have a 4-car crash southbound I-25. It's on the left shoulder near 84th Avenue. So those jams growing pretty quick from 104th. Now, you could hop on Washington and try to avoid some of the backups. I-70 bunches up a little bit in both directions on your approach to I-25 and in Aurora. Southbound 225 now getting busy near Colfax and around town. Things picking up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, and the Turnpike actually looking pretty good, both east and westbound. Checking the weather, another hot one today with highs close to 90, already at 65 degrees. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-76 and I-25, I-76 in Bromley Lane, US 36 and 104th Avenue, I-70 in Harlan, and C-470 in Quebec. And you can learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 7.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
I don't know why I'm laughing, why I'm in such a good mood here this morning. Wouldn't you want to appoint somebody to look into what happened with FEMA? Who would come from somewhere on the outside, who would have no connections to your administration if you were George W. Bush? Well, you know what? No way. Not only does the administration and Republicans reject the idea of an independent Katrina commission, but President Bush has tapped Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend to lead an internal inquiry into the administration's response to Hurricane Katrina, but leading Democrats called for renewed their calls for an independent probe. So what does Bush do? Bush gets somebody that's part of Homeland Security and connected to the administration, and she's going to get to the bottom of it. That's like asking a bank robber to investigate a bank robbery. You know? Does it make any sense to you? 303-713-7600. Unbelievable, this guy. You know, they want to control everything, this administration. I mean, if there was something wrong, and there obviously is, wouldn't you say, I mean, if you had even a modicum of decency, wouldn't you say, okay, you know what, listen, we blew the thing. Now let's find out why we did, and to make sure that there's no hanky-panky going on, I'm going to appoint Jack Welch, the big business tycoon guy, to oversee, or just pick anybody. Pick anybody you want to do. You know, go get, just pick somebody who's bipartisan and independent to put together a panel to investigate what happened with Katrina. Go get a federal judge. Get somebody. But instead, the administration goes and picks somebody who they have connections to, who's in the administration and active in Homeland Security, of which FEMA is a part. Unfrickin' believable by this administration, really. Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Phil.
How's your day?
Say that again.
I have two comments.
Okay.
And then I'll hang up and get a response. I get a little perturbed. I know you're not an O'Reilly fan, and I'm certainly not either, but I continue to hear about this demise of Air America, and as your producer indicated, you're not a part of it. But I wanted to hear what you're hearing out there because it disturbs me. And my second comment is, and I thought of this while on hold, is an opinion from you as to assuming the Democrats assume Congress in 06. What do you think might be the mood to try to repeal some of the devastating legislation that's gone through? Again, like the tax cuts, for an example. And I'm just going to hang up and get an opinion from you.
All right. Appreciate the call, Phil.
Bye now.
First of all, Air America, which we are, you know, not a part of, we do take Air America shows, but we consider ourselves to be a progressive talk station, is not in trouble. As far as what I read in the industry newspapers, like Radio and Records and a lot of those, it's not in trouble at all. But that's, you know, O'Reilly and those people posturing. And I think it's interesting that they're very threatened by us. I never listen to Bill O'Reilly, very rarely. I mean, I have no. There's no point in listening to somebody who calls the people in New Orleans thugs and criminals, the ones who couldn't get out of the city. I mean, Mr. O'Reilly doesn't take into effect doesn't take into consideration that one out of every five people in New Orleans didn't have a car, that the very old and the very young couldn't get out, and the people who relied on rapid transit to get around. And in parts of New Orleans, the average income is under $23,000 a year. I mean, he doesn't even consider those people. So he just labels them all as being thugs. And I don't know what you or I would do if we were stuck in a situation where we couldn't get out and we were thirsty and we were hungry. I even heard a report yesterday of a police officer who, out of frustration, because the communication system had broken down, he broke into a sporting goods store and was grabbing walkie-talkies to pass out. So I don't, you know, O'Reilly's the same person who says he wishes that the UN would be flooded. I mean, the guy is full of it. And Al Franken is right when he picks on him. I mean, he's absolutely full of it. Now, what was the second question? I can't remember what the second question was that he was asking me. About what happens if the Democrats can get control of Congress. I think one thing that Democrats can do if they get control of Congress is to, one, do something about these tax cuts that favor the top 1%. The other thing I think they can do is get something rolling about the war in Iraq, about the fact that this administration lied and provided, as Congressman Maurice Hinchey was talking about yesterday, provided false information not only to Congress but also to the American people about the war in Iraq. And I think they can get that going. Plus, we can address other things such as health care, education, which needs addressing. And we can take on the deficit. But George W. Bush is a very reactionary guy. And if we have a majority Democratic Congress, we can put the brakes on a lot of his plans, if Katrina doesn't already do that. Let's go to Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Hey, I just had a comment about guy Doug. You're calling a neocon,
right?
In regards to his last comment, and you kind of giggled at him. I don't. I'm a true liberal. Don't yell at me now. This guy, I think what in regards to is that what he was talking about, and I kind of share the same theory, is that Bush just doesn't care anymore. He's just, if you think about it, he's in with Halliburton and all the others. He just doesn't care anymore. He does not care. He's made a boatload of money. He knows he's out in 2008. And if everything goes well in his eyes, I think that if he's impeached or the process starts going of getting all the Republicans out of the House, the Senate, and the White House, he's pretty much lost. But he's made a ton of money. So what's happening with the country, with Katrina, stuff in Iraq, and now the potential with Rita, you think about all the money that Halliburton's going to make with the no-bid contracts, the $9 million that's unaccountable now from Iraq. The wealth is getting shared through the administration, and I'm completely, thoroughly convinced of this, that I really don't think he cares anymore, but now he is truly padding his
his pocketbook by what with all the devastation. I think that's what Doug was trying to get.
I think what Doug was trying to attack those of us that are Democrats and that are left of center. I think that's what he was trying to do. And he's a perfect example that if you give somebody enough rope, they'll hang themselves. His last comment about the Reconstruction there being a scam and a sham is ridiculous, because even if you take out the equation of the people who have lost their homes and all of their property, even if you take that out, the infrastructure of New Orleans still has to be rebuilt. And they're still going to have to come to grips with the levees and the flood control systems there, and that's going to take a tremendous amount of money. That's number one. Now, number two, what you're talking about, Bush not caring. See, I think he does care. Here's what he does care about. He cares about his legacy. Every president cares about their legacy. And the way things are shaping up now, he's not going to have a very good one. Unless things dramatically change.
Yeah. He hasn't had a good legacy since he did that bullhorn incident in 9/11. Now, my other point now is, if you think about all the rules, the change of Davis-Bacon Wade or Act, it changed the fact that there's
filling
no
out affirmative action reports.
Exactly. So you have these people that are going to come back. I want to rebuild my state, but oh my God, I can't live at $5 an hour or whatever the case may be. And you take that in mind, and then they're not going to repeal the bankruptcy law. So there's going to be a lot of people that will not be able to make their payments on their mortgages. They're not going to have those things. They may have insurance, but how long is it going to take insurance to kick in before the government?
Yeah, I think what you're pointing out is a real problem, and I think that the government is trying to figure out what to do. And there are those who want the bankruptcy laws repealed for the people who are caught in Hurricane Katrina. We'll have to see how all of that shakes out. Hey, thank you, man. Paul, appreciate the call. 644, 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
70 and Quebec. And you can learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
$1,500, and you've got $3,000 down. Plus, Rockies covers you with the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they've got Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know. How many owners the car's had, what's been done to it. Carfax is a marvelous tool. And a lot of dealerships either don't offer it or they make you pay for it. And at Rockies, that's not the case. And Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So get out there and see my friends Colby, Roger, Spanky, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv. Just all the folks out of Rockies. They're just great people. Jim Monroe, the incredible Mr. Jim.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
To lead the internal inquiry into the administration response to Hurricane Katrina, and the latest AP Ipso poll, and the fact that Republicans are now starting to snipe at Bush. He's getting dissent within his own party. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm, well, fighting traffic here, but I'm doing all right.
All right, well, be careful.
I will be. A couple of comments. One thing, Bush's approval ratings and how they're so bad, it makes me so angry. We are less than a year away from the election. I mean, you know, November is going to be the one-year anniversary of the election. What were people thinking? I mean, are they surprised that things have gone the way they are? I mean, anybody that listened to the campaign, that listened to what Bush had said, to listen to what John Kerry had said, should have been able to see that this man didn't know what he was doing and that we would be going down this road and the Iraq problem and all the problems with the cronyism and all the things that we're seeing. I mean, you didn't have to be a mind reader or a tea leaf reader to be able to see this coming. So it really irks me that now all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, maybe he's not a good president. I find that very, very troubling.
Well, I fall in the same category that you're in, too. I mean, sometimes I just will look at him when he talks. I'll look at him when I, like, open the paper this morning, and I see this AP Ipso poll, and I'll think to myself, how in the world did we end up with this guy? But, you know, John Kerry did not run a very good campaign.
Agreed,
and
completely.
And the Democrats did not run a good convention. And as much as I got into this squabble with this guy here yesterday, I believe it was, about the Democrats not being vocal enough. And they are being vocal. I mean, if you take into account the fact that Bill Clinton took a shot at George W. Bush, that that John Edwards took a shot at George W. Bush the other day, that there are a lot of Democrats that are out there trying to speak out. But it's very hard when you're the minority party. But I think, to go back to what you said, he just ran a bad campaign, and we got to keep in mind that, you know what, Bush only won by one state.
This is true. This is true. The other comment I wanted to make was the global warming and the hurricane tie-in.
Right.
There's a professor up at Colorado State University. I actually am commuting from Fort Collins to Denver. And I forget the gentleman's name. He's an expert on hurricanes. And he said trying to tie the hurricane activity to global warming is very tenuous at best. I mean, the consensus is that global warming is happening. The climate is getting warmer. There's a majority of people that think it's human-caused, though even that is not 100% proven. And then to make the next leap, that global warming is going to cause an increase in the severity of the storms and an increase in the number of storms, I mean, there's no data to support that. You could make an equal argument through computer modeling that the hurricanes could be less intense with global warming. So to try to tie those two things together is really bad science and really just a bad argument. And
yeah, I think I agree with you. I think it's very tenuous at best, but I think we do need to have a sobering discussion about global warming, and I think we do need to have a sobering discussion about the environment. But I have a tendency to agree with you.
Yeah, I do believe that, you know, global warming is going to be a problem, whether it's man-made caused or not, and we need to talk about how we can mitigate that. We also need to talk about our energy problems and what we're going to do, because, you know, everybody's griping about gas prices and the oil companies. Well, you know, oil might only be available for another 50 years or so. It really depends on what worldwide demand does and what happens in China and what happens in other parts of Asia as their oil consumption increases. We could only have gas for another 50 years. I mean, if you and I ran an oil company, we'd be running the prices up too, because we're only going to have a company for 50 more years. So, yes, we need to start those discussions, and we need to start them now. And, of course, we won't start them, as you've pointed out many times, with two oil men in the office.
Yep, we're not going to get it with these two people. And I think that there is such a thing as having as making profits, which you pointed out that the oil companies do. But you know what? They're making record profits. And I'm like Byron Dorgan, and I'm like Harry Reid, and I'm like some other Democrats who have suggested that one of the ways we could raise money to fund the cleanup of Hurricane Katrina is by leveling a tax on their profits. What's wrong with that idea?
Well, no, and that's another point that I think is very good. I mean, you know, I was thinking about things around the last election, and one of the things that I came up with is that real Americans and real American corporations pay their fair share of taxes. I mean, that's what you do as an American. You
Right.
have to pay your fair share of taxes. Not more, but you need to pay your fair share. And I think a lot of corporations aren't doing that. And I think that, yes, there would be a need, definitely, by taxing some of the profits of these multinational corporations, that we could pay for some of that Katrina cleanup. And if we wanted to specifically target the oil companies, that would be something to look into. And if they wanted to be, you know, the good corporate citizens that they're always telling us that they are, they would probably voluntarily say, oh, yeah, well, we think that's a good idea, too, because, you know, they companies are always trying to say that they're good corporate citizens. Now, whether they are or not, you know, you need to dig in and find out. So, yeah, I would have no problem with that. But I do, you know, kind of understand the oil companies. I mean, they're looking 50 years down the road. What are we going to be doing now? You know, we're not going to have any more oil to sell.
They better get busy trying to come up with alternative energy sources. That's what they ought to be doing. I mean,
yes,
if they know their product's finite, then they ought to do something about it.
I agree completely, and I think that that again, you would need the government has always initiated these big research projects and pushed technology forward. So you need a government that says this is important. We're going to start putting money into it, and then you'll start getting these corporations to put money into it. But until you have that, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. The leadership needs to come from the federal government, like we've been saying. With Bush and Cheney in there and their oil cronies, we're just not going to see it.
You got it. Hey, Jeff, thanks, man. Drive safe. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Okay, we'll see you later. Let's go to Charlie in Boulder. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Kicking. Still aware and still outraged at the response of our government. I think the last conversation you had with the gentleman was actually quite well and on the mark.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, actually, I do have some things.
Okay. So, well, hurry up because I'm running out of time here. Go ahead.
Is BP Oil has changed their name to an energy company rather than an oil company. From that, they're doing that already. One of the things that we're doing here in Colorado, we started a solar pack water filtration system. 42-pound pack, it makes a gallon a minute. They can drop these things anywhere. As a solar panel opens up, and it makes clean water from anything you can throw at it.
Wow.
Yep, Ski Patrol. And if people want to get more information on it, it's sunalite, sunalite.com. and we're going to make sure these things are available. We're starting. We've already, you know, had our time with Halliburton and Keller Group and Brown, and it's like talking to a wall. So we're doing it ourselves.
Good for you, man.
Yep. And it's stuff that's it's a wonderful little pack, plugs into a car battery or a solar panel. It uses all those means to do it, and it can make 1,400 gallons of water a day. And it could put right in that brackish water they had, made clean water for all those people.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You have some good intelligence here in Boulder. There's a lot of, sharp people, a lot of alternative energy people, and I think our time is about ready to start happening.
I think so, too. I think we're getting pretty close to it. Charlie, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
One other one.
Quickly.
Point. Kyoto Treaty was
right.
Texas and Louisiana were the two biggest opponents, senators and also our president, against it. Interesting.
Yeah, isn't it with their connections to oil?
Might be karma. Who knows?
All right, pal. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later, man.
See you later. I don't want to think that it's karma, that anything happened because of karma. I don't want to believe that in the least, but we do have a very, very oil-friendly president. We do have a very oil-friendly president, and we've got and the vice president is very oil-friendly and very, as we've seen, very Halliburton-friendly. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk everything you always wanted to know about vouchers, but we're scared they were going to put it on your kids. One of the charges that's going around is that the Bush administration is using the Katrina catastrophe as a way to engage in kind of a neocon petri dish experiment to try out all the things that they normally couldn't get done under normal circumstances. And this comes from a Washington Times article. Bush proposes vouchers for all displaced students. And we'll talk to Kim Anderson, a lobbyist for the NEA, about this coming up right after the news at the top of the hour here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Electronics Gridiron Lounge and more. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Admission is free. Details at g3denver.com.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN. Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. There's no stopping Hurricane Rita.
Rita was upgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, and that has winds of about 135 miles per hour.
Meteorologist Chris Lancey at the National Hurricane Center. Rita could rendezvous with the Texas Gulf Coast Friday night or Saturday. Governor Rick Perry.
This state is as prepared as humanly possible.
Galveston Island will be under a mandatory evacuation order by tonight. In 2 hours, buses will begin taking people out of the city, including some who fled from Louisiana.
We evacuees from New Orleans, and we're just trying to get out here to get to safer ground.
New Orleans could get off with a glancing blow from Hurricane Rita, but CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us city and state officials aren't taking chances.
Governor Kathleen Blanco is particularly worried about the southwest portion of Louisiana, which could be on the worst side of the hurricane if it comes ashore around Galveston. But officials are also making plans for New Orleans. Hundreds of buses are standing by to evacuate people. Enough food and water for 500,000 has been brought in by the military. And a field hospital has been set up at the convention center, where so many people were left with nothing during Hurricane Katrina.
CBS News is trying to reunite families separated by Katrina. 12-year-old Erica Keyes is missing from New Orleans. If you know where she is, call 1-800-THE-LOST or log on to missingkids.com. Some advice for the president about his next Supreme Court nominee. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter has a warning for the president.
The next nomination is going to be a great deal more contentious than the Roberts nomination.
At a breakfast meeting, senators mentioned at least a dozen potential nominees to the president, but he did not tip his hand. Senate leaders hope he'll name his next high court choice in the next 10 days to clear the way for a confirmation vote by Thanksgiving. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Safety experts say cell phones and inexperienced drivers don't mix. Live to CBS's Dan Ravine.
The head of the National Transportation Safety Board, Mark Rosenkerr, has an official recommendation to state governments make it illegal for newly licensed drivers to be on the phone, even hands-free with an earpiece, while on the road.
Inexperience
and using a cell phone is a very, very bad formula and can lead to some very, very severe consequences.
Car crashes are the leading cause of death among teenagers. 11 states now restrict cell phone use while driving. Reporting live, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Chicago's Magnificent Mile is losing one of its most magnificent names. Federated Department Stores, which took over Marshall Fields, is converting all Marshall Field stores into Macy's branches. This shopper says he's not wild about that.
Everyone identifies with Marshall Fields. They identify that name with this store. And to change it, he said, to Macy's, yeah, it would be not such a good idea.
Now, the merger will also result in the elimination of as many as 6,200 jobs. Ahead of the Bell, S&P futures are down about 3 points. This is CBS News.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
We serve 12 different kinds of salsa here.
This chef is dishing out the most adventurous Mexican cuisine in town. But marketing her restaurant on the web, it's all Greek to her. So she asked Network Solutions how to serve up more customers using online marketing. Now, her restaurant is hotter than jalapenos.
My salsa verde is a little...
spicy. To heat things up for your business, visit NetworkSolutions.com today and go farther.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing some trouble on the north end of town, southbound I-25. Jam solid from 120th because of a four-car crash near 84th Avenue. You can hop on Washington if you want to try to avoid some of those backups. Now, eastbound I-70 now, have two crashes coming in. One at York, another one on the shoulder of Quebec. And in Aurora, southbound 225. We're slow from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Around town, it's a busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Denver bound on the Turnpike, seeing brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. And we do have a crash southbound on Santa Fe. This one's just past I-25. That's blocking the HOV lane. Checking the weather, another hot one today with highs close to 90. We're already at 66 degrees this morning. And Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-76 and I-25, I-76 in Bromley Lane, US 36 and 104th Avenue, I-70 in Harlan, or C-470 in Quebec. And you can learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention Center
in Denver. Again, that's Demp Distributing, making a difference in the well-being and safety of our community. Demp Distributing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, partly cloudy, high of 84 today, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers late in the day. And right now, it's just partly cloudy out there. And don't forget that I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz tomorrow afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And Aaron Hart will be sitting in for me. All right. There was an article in the Washington Post yesterday. Bush proposes vouchers for all displaced students. Under President Bush's plan to cover most of the cost of educating students displaced by Hurricane Katrina, parents could enroll their children in private or religious schools this year at federal expense, even if they had gone to public schools back home. This is according to administration officials. And a lot of people are saying that what George W. Bush is doing is he's using this catastrophe, Hurricane Katrina, to be able to engage in a neocon Petri dish type experiment of different programs that he could have never gotten past in the rest of the country. On the line with me is NEA lobbyist Kim Anderson. And Kim, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. It's nice to be with you.
All right. First of all, for those people who don't understand and don't know, explain how the voucher system supposedly is supposed to work.
Well, the details are still coming from the department. I don't think they've fully fleshed it out, but the theory is that checks would be given directly to parents up to a maximum of $7,500. And one of the problems that we have with this proposal is it's not simply an attempt to compensate parents who had children who were previously enrolled in private schools. This is open to anybody. And so this really is an attempt to start a national voucher plan, and we think it's just a wholly inappropriate time to do that. President Bush knows that there are great divisions on both sides of the aisle on the voucher issue. This is an ideological debate. This is not something, you know, this, the hurricane is shrouding this, I think, and they're hoping that they can push this through, playing upon the sympathies of people. However, he knows very well that there are people in his own party that feel very, very uncomfortable with this, and we just feel it's an inappropriate time to engage in this kind of debate.
For somebody sitting back there listening saying, well, yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying, Kim, but what's wrong with vouchers? What is wrong with the voucher system?
Well, we just have a fundamental disagreement, philosophical disagreement with vouchers. We have public schools that are supported by public taxpaying dollars, and whenever you have public services and make a commitment to having that, we feel that all the resources should be used for public schools. Vouchers drain public tax dollars out of the public school system, which already fight for scarce funds, and put them into private and religious schools. And we just have a fundamental difference of philosophy about the appropriate use of public taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, and that seems to be the administration's goal, which is to try to privatize most everything and get its hands on.
Well, it certainly seems that way.
You know, trying to push this voucher situation. Do you know how much support or lack of support this voucher system has within the president's own party, within the Republican Party?
Well, you know, we haven't done a whip count on this current proposal, but I can tell you that the last roll call votes that we had on voucher plans came up a few years ago when Congress was debating the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, and they were soundly defeated by wide bipartisan margins, at least 75 to 80 votes. So, you know, we have friends on the Republican side of the aisle, at least 53 of them, who have written previously to the president about vouchers, and we would anticipate that we would be able to garner that same level of support again.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7, on the line with me, NEA lobbyist Kim Anderson. We're talking about the president's proposal, George W. Bush's proposal, to use vouchers for all displaced students who, in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. And God, let's hope there are not more displaced in the wake of Hurricane Rita. What do you say to those people who say, well, okay, you know, the voucher system sounds pretty good to me. I mean, can't private schools educate kids more efficiently than public schools?
Well, I think that's always a question. But the real question is the timeliness here and what we do about students who have been displaced. I think our priority should be on returning these kids into classrooms and getting them back to a sense of normalcy and stability. The sense of loss and trauma to these kids in their lives is just unimaginable. And we are going to be dealing with not only the academic needs of these students, but the mental health needs of these students for some time to come. So to divert attention away from the real needs of students at this time is we feel, very unfortunate.
Yeah, Senator Edward Kennedy, who you know is a ranking Democrat on the Senate's Health, Education, and Labor and Pensions Committee, said that instead of reopening ideological battles, we should be focused on reopening schools and getting people the help that they need. But some congressional Republicans have embraced Bush's idea, including Senator Mike Enzi, a Republican from Wyoming, who was the panel's chairman.
Well, not the read we've been given on Senator Enzi. He has been working with Senator Kennedy on a bipartisan basis to craft an education relief package. And, in fact, they introduced a bill last week, a comprehensive bill, to provide relief to both school districts that were directly impacted as well as school districts who are receiving displaced students. And that bill does not contain vouchers. So we view that as a very good sign that Senator Enzi himself may feel uncomfortable with ideological debates at this time as well. And for those, I will say, Jay, for those people who say, well, what's wrong with helping these kids that were in private school, there's nothing wrong with helping those kids. And, in fact, there are two different types of federal law precedents that have been well established for many, many years where the public schools actually arrange and consult with some private schools and provide services to eligible children in private schools. So there is, in fact, existing precedent where federal dollars can run through the public school system and get directed in the form of services and textbooks and things like that to essentially poor children who are enrolled in private school. And if this debate has to go anywhere along those lines, we would suggest to Congress to look to those already existing precedents.
So if you're if you had a child in private school and had to take the child out, you can still get help to get your child back into private school if that was the case when the catastrophe hit, correct?
If the private schools that the child relocates to are able to enter into agreements with the public school district and that child is eligible, and when I say eligible, the details vary a bit from program to program, but essentially you have to be a poor child. And many of the children in New Orleans who were enrolled in private schools are poor. And, there are many things that Congress could do to help those kids if they choose to return to private schools without establishing a national voucher program. This is a social experiment that the Bush administration is trying to engage in, and we think it's entirely inappropriate.
It's unbelievable that some of the things that they've already done, such as suspending Davis Bacon, and I heard a thing last night on the news where, they're not going to require contractors, I guess, who work on federal projects to fill out affirmative action reports. It seems like they're taking a catastrophe and using it as a experimental lab for all of their ideas.
Well, I think that would be a fair assumption that many people could make. If you look at the Heritage Foundation's proposal for Katrina relief across the board, things like suspending Davis Bacon, suspending some of the Clean Air and Clean Water Act regulations, things like that, there certainly is room to make that charge of this administration. These are long established federal laws that are there for a reason. It is putting the members of Congress at a very, very awkward position and a very unfortunate position at a time when we need this country to unite so badly.
Yeah, do you think this? One last question for you here. Do you think the president is going to? He's starting to have trouble within his own party. Do you think specifically on this idea of the vouchers? Do you think he's definitely going to run into resistance inside his own party on this?
Yes, absolutely. I think he already has. The messages are very clear from the Hill. I mean, you haven't seen, the entire Republican caucus running to the microphones, having a press conference, thanking the president for submitting a wonderful plan to them. And because there is that deafening silence, I think the White House should prepare themselves for a serious debate.
Well, that's always encouraging. To see him running into trouble within his own party is always an encouraging sign. It gives us hope, Listen, Kim, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. And if people want to know more about the NEA, where can they go?
Well, you can go to www.nea.org, and we have a Legislative Action Center there on our homepage if you want to learn about anything that's going on in Congress.
All right. Hey, Kim, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for what you do.
Okay, you got it. There's Kim Anderson from the NEA. So Bush is running a social experiment. I want to get back to this whole Townsend thing to lead the inquiry, and I want to take some calls on that. Do want to say hello to Travis Mathis of Golden. This hour's $1,000 name, cash just for being a loyal listener to AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at AM760.net. All right, man the phones at 303-713-7600. We got a whole buffet of stuff out here, which we were talking about in the first hour, and we'll get into it in the second hour. I won't be here tomorrow because Aaron Brown will be here. I'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz. But Bush has tapped Townsend to lead a Katrina inquiry. President Bush has tapped Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend to lead an internal inquiry into the administration's response to Hurricane Katrina, but leading Democrats renewed calls for an independent probe. Should there be an independent probe, yes or no? And should Bush, do you trust Katrina Townsend to...
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses, Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
So my bud Jay is going to go, his same name as I have, he's going to go have it checked out. Icon has been making LASIK affordable since 1999. Now, depending on the patient, Icon charges as little as $4.99 per eye. No one else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price, and Icon can because they've cut out the middleman. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients, and they're trained in the very latest state-of-the-art lasers. From Nidex to Visex, Icon has laser surgery that's safe and it's affordable. So if you ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation. It's a 720-
Golf course in Elizabeth. Event details and a limited number of tickets are available at albertcodems.org. See you there.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today. Around 84 under partly cloudy skies this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, and a chance of showers later on in the day. London calling. I just wanted to hear some Clash this morning. All right. Bush taps Townsend to lead the Katrina inquiry. President Bush has tapped Homeland Security Advisor Frances Townsend to lead an internal... You know, all you can do, really, is laugh. I mean, that's all you can do. It's so painful
that the only way to get through it is just to laugh. I mean, all right, FEMA bungles, okay, Katrina, right? And let's hope that FEMA doesn't bungle Rita if it comes down to that. So does the president, so does George W. Bush do the stand-up thing? Does he go let an outside independent body look into this, an independent panel, to review what went wrong and what went right? Like, for instance, the trucks that were hauling ice around and ended up in Maryland because FEMA had bobbled it, so they ended up in Maryland instead of down in New Orleans where they were supposed to go, or into Mississippi. So does the president go out and get, like, and say, okay, you know what, I'm up for this. Let's solve the problem so we don't have the problem in the future, and let's get an independent panel. No, he turns around, and he taps his Homeland Security Advisor, Francis Townsend, to lead an internal inquiry into the administration's response to Hurricane Katrina. Now, FEMA is under the auspices of the Homeland Security. It used to be a separate agency. Jimmy Carter said yesterday that George W. Bush had ruined FEMA. And it worked very well under Bill Clinton. Democrats are renewing calls for an independent probe. Townsend, who leads the president's Homeland Security Council, will follow up on Bush's promise 2 weeks ago to figure out what went wrong by sending federal help to regions devastated by the August 29th hurricane, according to the White House. Now, here's my question. I mean, you know, this almost is so unbelievable that it's just unbelievable. I mean, do you trust Kathleen Townsend? Do you trust somebody from inside the administration to get the honest answer as to what happened with FEMA? And to give us the honest answer about Katrina? 303-713-7600, and I've got three lines open. If you want to jump on board and comment about that. I looked at this and I said, you know what, I'm not going to get anybody to call up here and defend this. Maybe I might, but I doubt it. I mean, what is it about this administration? You know, they didn't want a 9/11 commission. They fought that and fought that and fought that. That should have been a tip-off to all of us. That should have been a tip-off right there about this administration. But they fought that 9/11 deal. And now they're fighting having anything, an independent panel. They rejected that idea. And Bush says, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and I'll get this Townsend to do it. And how could she be independent when she's inside the administration? Don't you think we're owed some answers as to what the hell happened here? That's not the only problem the president's got going on. Hurricane Katrina and the bungled government response have weakened President Bush, raising questions among Americans about his Iraq and Gulf Coast spending plans and spreading fears among fellow Republicans that his troubles could be contagious. As we start to look towards 06, Republicans are getting nervous. An AP Ipso poll shows a sharp increase in the percentage of people concerned about the economy since the storm. Less than half approve of Bush's handling of Katrina. Less than a third give him good marks on gas prices. And as many Republicans fear, the survey shows signs of conflict between Bush's two top priorities, Iraq and the Iraqi war and the post-Katrina recovery. I mean, this administration is in a mess. All right, so do you trust Kathleen Townsend to be able to pull this off? 303-713-7600. And would you accept any results that she came up with? Now, Susan Collins and Joseph Lieberman are conducting an inquiry on the Senate side. But it's not a bipartisan independent commission, which Hillary Clinton called for. And Congressman Mark Udall has submitted a bill that would remove FEMA from Homeland Security. And we'll talk to him on Thursday about that. We'll talk to him tomorrow about that when I sit in for Ed Schultz in the afternoon. All right, three open lines at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Oh, can't believe this. You know, quite frankly, in regards to your question, I don't trust anything that comes out of anyone connected with the Bush administration. The administration is rotten to the core, top to the bottom, and I think people are starting to to wake up to this.
So you think that's a reflect? That's what's reflecting in the polls.
Oh yeah, and you know, naming someone from within Homeland Security to investigate the Katrina thing. I mean, it's just a whitewash. And that's all it is, pure and simple.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever. I don't think we'll ever get a truthful answer.
Oh no, absolutely not. It's just a cover up. It would be like, I don't know, having Tom DeLay investigate himself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And the main reason I called today was the thing about vouchers. I guess I'm coming to speak to this from a personal thing. I have two sisters that both went into education. And I went all through the public school system back in New Jersey. My two sisters went completely through the public school system, and my kids did, too. I believe in public schools, and I feel that what the vouchers are really intended to do is to resegregate the public schools. Now, 50 years ago, schools were segregated on racial grounds. What the neocons are trying to do is segregate them by political and religious grounds.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, and I don't doubt that it's not that vouchers are not what they are, basically an attack on the public school system and another neocon,
absolutely,
you know, idea of the private sector can do it better and destroying public education. I got a couple of problems with that. I got a couple of problems with vouchers. One of the problems is taxpayer money being funded to religious schools. I'm not for that. And through the voucher system, you could go to a religious school, and in essence, that's taxpayer money. And number two, I'm like you. I believe in the public school system, and I believe that we should endeavor to make it the best, not try to destroy it. And we should work and engage in experimentation with the public school system to make it better, not just try to destroy it. But this administration, you can't trust this administration for 5 seconds with anything.
That's absolutely. What it boils down to, from what you said, if Bush pushes this thing through, and I know he'll probably do it with an executive order or something, do one of his little end runs, like he did to get Bolton into the UN, all it's going to do is circumvent the First Amendment. You're going to be using federal tax money to support religious school, and I don't think it will stand constitutional muster.
Well, I hope not. But it goes back to what I said before. You can't trust them. I mean, it amazes me that more people aren't outraged at the idea that instead of having a fair and impartial panel look into what happened with Katrina, this administration has to control everything that goes down, and that they have to keep it in-house in order to be able to put a lid on the results if the results turn out to be unfavorable to the administration.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there needs to be more public outcry, but I think it boils down to, the bumper sticker says, if you're not mad, you're not paying attention.
Yep, you got it. Hey, thanks, Wayne. Appreciate the
you
call.
You take care.
All right. Got three lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. All right. Am I the only person who's outraged by this Kathleen Townsend deal with Katrina? Am I the only one? I mean, I'm just shocked that the American public will sit back and let this happen, that we can't get an independent commission to look into what happened, that what we have to end up doing is getting some Bush crony to look into it. 303-713-7600. Take your calls coming up 7:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing some trouble on the north end of town, southbound I-25. Still jammed solid from 120. That's because of an earlier four-car crash near 84th Avenue. You could try hopping on Washington to avoid the backups. Eastbound I-70, have two crashes at York. Another one on at Quebec. Both those blocking the left lane, so you want to stay to the right. In Aurora, southbound 225, a little slow from Park Road into the Tech Center and around town. Now have a motorcycle crash coming in on McCaslin and Highway 128. That's near Superior. And a busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Denverbound on the Turnpike, we're looking at brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. And crews are clearing a crash southbound on Santa Fe just past I-25. That one blocking the HOV lane. Checking the forecast, going to be a hot one today with highs close to 90. We're sitting at 66 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Arena One formulas and all, and there's one that's just right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Or visit PurinaOneChallenge.com for your free 4-pound bag of Purina One and
Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Set up in Maine, and they were crisscrossing the country, or having a group of firemen first report to Texas, and then were rushed in to New Orleans for a photo op with the president. I mean, to do all of these crazy things, do we get an independent commission? No, we get somebody from inside. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing great. Well, it's the fox watching over the hen house, but what has changed in 5 years? The Republicans have to look at this, and I mean really, really look at this and say, where's the $9 billion that's missing? Where You know, where are the weapons of mass destruction? Where are all the questions that we have unanswered in a four-year period? You have to ask yourself, and I can't see. Well, I know how they can, you know, stick with the president because they just think they have to vote Republican because they've always done it. But it's not logical. I just don't understand how people can actually expect an honest answer when someone's investigating yourself. I mean, would you, if you have the IRS investigating you and say, oh, it's okay. IRS okays you investigating yourself.
Yeah, I would never go for it. And I can't believe that there's not a Republican out there who would stand up and say, you know something, this isn't right.
The funny thing about it is every time I talk to a Republican, they watch Fox News. And I really believe they're misinformed. And it's not by choice. They're just misinformed by what Fox is putting out, by the commentators on Fox, by the smear tactics. And it's a smear campaign by this TV channel, which I don't know. Is it legal?
Yeah, it's legal as long as you don't commit libel or slander. It's legal. You know, you're right. They just parrot out GOP talking points. But how can the GOP come up with talking points to get around this? Of having somebody inside the administration try to examine what the administration did in regards to the FEMA response to Katrina. How can they justify that?
They got around talking points on weapons of mass destruction. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard of. And they got
I don't understand the public accepting that either.
Well, I don't either. And that's one thing that I find appalling. Is that it's okay for us to have a preemptive strike on a country based on false information. And if somebody attacked us with false information, we'd expect apologies. We'd expect retribution. We'd expect a lot. And here it is 4 years later, and we don't have that. So, no, they won't get a straight answer. I don't agree with what they're doing. It's totally wrong. And I wish Republicans would call up and explain to you. I challenge Republicans to call up and explain to you how this could be an acceptable a situation to investigate yourself. I do. I really want to hear this. Listen to you all the time.
I wish they would, too. Jeff, thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, any neocons out there want to take up that challenge? Any Republicans want to take up that challenge and to explain to us how somebody inside the administration can really lead an impartial investigation into the screw-up with FEMA? Now, and don't call me and tell me FEMA didn't screw up, because there's tons of examples of it them doing it. Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. How you doing, Jay?
Just fine.
You know, I was at a church resort here last weekend, and some of these Republicans that voted for this guy, man, they was hanging on to me like a bad habit, because they hate Bush, boy, because a lot of them losing their business and everything else.
Really?
But, you know, I come to a conclusion. This is the conclusion that I come to. You know, everybody loves somebody who don't love them. It's like if you got a love affair and you see a woman that don't want you and you're trying to go after, and you can have a really beautiful woman over here, and you don't want her because she loves you. So you want to go after the one that with the competition that don't want you. And that's what's wrong with these neocons right now. They love this guy. They're following the hell and back. And they'll hate themselves just to go after whatever he do to them. They don't care. They just want him there.
Isn't that amazing?
It's just, Jay, I'm telling you, I was up there the weekend, and all you could hear about people talking about Bush. I hate I voted for him. And there's people up there that's losing their jobs and their businesses. This guy, the lady, when he was running for office, the lady came on TV. She said, can't you see what he did to Texas? I do not understand it, but a lot of people... And it's not just only whites, but it's, I think they voted for this guy because they think that he, the Democrats, give out welfare programs. But look at the Republicans.
Yeah, they do it for the rich.
They do it for the rich. But if you really look at it, look how much money is given to Iraq. They don't look at that. So they look at a guy over here that's drawing on disability. What's about disability? And I heard somebody call your show once and said, oh, these people on disability is really ripping us off. But they're not looking at Bush ripping you off at billions. How can somebody that's on disability rip you off? Because for you to even get on that stuff, man, you got to go through hell and back.
Yeah, I know it. That's true.
And like, you know, I got back problems. I got hurt. I might get up one day and feel like jumping over this house. And one day I might not even be able to get out of the bed. People don't realize that. So they really love to get whooped and beat and browbeaten, and you got to beat them down to the ground before they wake up. And some of them will never wake up.
Do you think people are waking up now? I mean, the polls are showing that Bush is at his lowest point ever.
Yeah, because remember before this, before his speech, and you said that, well, I bet he'd get a bump in his polls.
Yeah, and I turned out to be really wrong.
Yeah, he really didn't get nothing, Jay. He didn't get nothing. But you know what? I'm so glad that you guys are on this radio, man, and we got something else to listen to besides these neocons like O'Reilly. And that's Sean Hannity. I can't stand to watch him. He cut my breath off. He make me throw a chair through my TV. I can't stand that guy. And O'Reilly, he just thinks he's so perfect. Good God, man, I don't know what's wrong with these people. Why don't they just wake up?
Yeah, I don't get it either. Sam, thanks, man. Call me again.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right. We got a couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Kathleen Townsend, is she the person? I'm sorry, Frances Townsend. Is she the person to investigate what went wrong with FEMA? She's Bush's Homeland Security Advisor. Or does the administration intend to whitewash what really went on? 303-713-7600. A couple of lines open here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 742, 18 minutes in front of 8 o'clock now on AM 760 Boulder's
Progressive. The pyramid affect you? Visit Luxor.com to find out. That's Luxor.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin, too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy.
I'm in Marvin. Jim Monroe, and just all the great folks out of Rockies are there to take care of you. Mary and I bought a car there, two or three months ago, and just had nothing but a great experience. And it wasn't the first car that we bought from Rockies. We bought other cars out there as well. They're family-owned and operated since 1982, so you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com or stop by yourself. They're open to 9 a.m. until 9.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. radio. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
748, 11, make that 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high of 84. And then later on, cloudy and showers coming into the picture. We're talking here about George W. Bush. You know, he vowed in that speech, man, that he was going to get to the bottom. This whole FEMA mess up with Hurricane Katrina. So what does he do? He goes out and taps his Homeland Security Advisor, Frances Townsend, to lead the internal inquiry. You trust her to get to the bottom of the truth on this deal? You trust her to come up with the truth? Or would it be better to have an independent commission look into it like the Democrats want? Let's go to Richard in Fort Collins. Richard, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Well, I'm well. Thank you. Hey, you know, the White House these days, it's nothing more than a house of cards. And with the support crumbling, you can just see cards peeling off all the time. Now, is this Townsend decision going to be the card that brings the entire house down? I seriously doubt it, but one of these days, the silver lining is one of these days there's going to be a card that pretty much brings the entire flimsy house of cards down, and Townsend is just going to knock off, hopefully people are going to see it, and knock off a couple more percentage points off his popularity, but one of these days he's really going to screw up. You would have thought it would have been weapons of mass destruction or the Katrina bungling, but one of these days it's going to come down.
Well, I think, you know, I think the Katrina thing was a mess, and I think that his popularity sitting at 40%, that's the lowest it's ever been.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you're always going to have your core Republicans, no matter how much this guy screws up, or you're going to back him. You know, you ask, why aren't the Republicans saying anything about this? Well, if there's going to be an investigation, according to the Republicans, it's going to be over the mayor of New Orleans and the governor of Louisiana. They're going to defend Bush to the end.
You know, which I don't understand why there's not one Republican of any kind of moral stripe who would come forward and say, wait a minute, you know, our jurisdiction, our purview is the federal government, and we need to have an honest-to-God, open, independent investigation of how FEMA massively screwed this up.
You would think that with 2006 elections coming and with the way Bush's popularity is tanking, that someone, a McCain, someone would step up and do that, but these guys are just so, they're more concerned with the party rather than the country.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Oh, we lost him. All right, let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh.
Hi, Robert.
How are you, Rob? How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Listen, I don't think any commission's going to make any difference at all. I hate to say that, but Thomas Keene, who was the chairman of the 911 Commission, was on TV, and he's a Republican governor in New Jersey. He was really complaining that none of their recommendations were followed, like port security and even airport security. So I don't personally don't think that any investigation is going to mean anything. What really concerns me is this storm, this new storm. I heard it's going up the Houston Ship Channel. If you've ever flown over that in a plane, it's all oil, the whole
thing. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're right about that.
And let's say that it does the same thing in Houston that it did in New Orleans, which is a real possibility. Well, 60 to 80% of the people in the East here
use oil for heating this winter in the states like Maine and New Hampshire. I heard it's up to 80%. Those people are going to freeze to death in their homes, the low-income ones, and there's a lot of them, even in New Hampshire. And who's looking ahead at this? Who is saying, hey, this is where FEMA should start, you know, at least getting their ducks in a row up there in case the worst happens? Now, you know, maybe I'm a pessimist or something, but everybody in the world could see what was happening with Katrina when it crossed the Florida coast. Everybody except FEMA and Bush and all these fundamentalist air-headed hillbillies that are backing him. So, you know, we have to look ahead.
I think FEMA FEMA is claiming today, and Governor Rick Perry of Texas is claiming today that they are ready and that they are prepared. Let me go back to this thing about an independent commission. Yeah, I heard Thomas Keene talk about the fact that a lot of the 9/11 stuff wasn't, a lot of the recommendations were not followed. And as we remember back, Bush didn't want that panel either. But I think one thing that's for sure, I think you and I and everybody else is owed an answer as to what went on with FEMA. And we're never going to get a concrete answer of what went on if we allow the administration to investigate itself. I mean, it seems to me that whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, independent, whatever, it seems to me common sense would dictate that you don't allow somebody with inside the administration to lead an investigation, because that investigation is not going to be independent.
It's kind of like Al Capone investigating why there was crime in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, that's exactly what it's about. And it's like there's not a Republican, there's not a conservative that's going to come forward and say, wait a minute, you know something, you can't do it this way.
Well, I'm even upset about the Democrats, even over this Roberts nomination. You know, there's a lot of feminist groups. I'm pro-choice. There's a lot of feminist groups. If the Democrats, any of them, start voting for this guy, they're going to have Ralph Nader on their back for sure the next time.
Well, Harry Reid has already said he's not going to vote for him.
Well, good for him. At least he's got some guts, but I don't know about the rest of them. We'll see.
All right. I appreciate it, pal. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, it just amazes me that the American public will go for this, and that the administration would be so brazen as to pull this kind of a stunt. But you know something? They've been pulling stunts all along. So maybe I'm the one who's wrong, and maybe I shouldn't be, shocked by any of this. 303-713-7600, two lines open at 303-713-7600 to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, you're on AM 760.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Despite everything that's going on. Yesterday, I'm a channel surfer, so I have ADD. I was listening to Peter Boyle's talk to Joel Heffley.
Right.
And Joel Heffley, my God, toe the party line, said that this was the fastest, best response that FEMA has had in 20 years.
Oh, he's got, what is he, smoking dope?
I'm on the same crap that Bush is on. I mean, I just can't believe it. It's like, what the heck are you talking about? I just thought that was phenomenally stupid. And Peter Boyle's never challenged him on it. Never. I'm sitting there thinking, man, you've got your head so far up his butt, if he farted, your head would blow off. I can't believe that they just sit there and let this crap fly and nobody questions it. Like, how the hell can you say something like that and not challenge it? Everybody knows it's not true.
Yeah, you know, it isn't true. I mean, everybody knows that it's not true, and there are numerous examples of where FEMA screwed up and didn't do things right.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, un-frickin' believable that Joel Heffley would get on there and try to talk about what a quick response that was.
Yeah. And I was like, people have died. They're still dead down there. They're still finding bodies. They're not going into all the houses. What I'm afraid of is that they're just knocking on doors. Nobody's answering. They're just marking them as checked. And when they start bulldozing that place, those bodies are going to be in the rubble.
No, they're going into the houses. They
no,
are.
No. I watched the other day. They're on Sunday morning, I think it was. They are not going into all the houses. They are not going into all the houses. They're knocking, and if nobody answers, they just mark that it's been checked.
Yeah, but that's only stage one of it. There's three stages and going
through. I hope, because I would not put it past these bastards to forget stage two and three, bringing out the bodies and just hiding them in the rubble.
No, three is about bringing out the bodies. One is about surveying the area. Two is about trying to get those people who may still be alive out. And yeah. Three is about recovery of the bodies. And I think they're getting into area three now.
I'm sorry. I'm cynical. I don't trust anything they do. I just don't trust them.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, they don't give you a lot of room to trust them, do they?
No. And as far as them investigating themselves, forget it. It's not going to happen. Good grief. Something that happened on Morning Sedition this morning was they said that 40%, what the 40% poll standing for Bush means
right.
is that 40% of Americans are willing to put up with anything.
Well, here's how it stacks out. 57% disapprove, 40% approved, 2% have mixed feelings, and 1% is not sure. That's the AP Ipso poll. That's not the Gallup poll from yesterday.
I'm like Sam. I just keep shaking my head. I just can't believe that this stuff goes on. But what scares me is that we'll never really know everything that's gone on. I'm hoping that people wise up and that they vote Democratic and that they realize that we've got to get to the bottom of the truth.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thanks. I'm out of time. I appreciate the call. All right, Laverne, thanks. We're going to talk to DNC Press Secretary Josh Earnest about the Abramoff scandal and about a top Bush aide getting busted yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up after the news.
Spaghetti that if you're not satisfied, your next meal is on us. That's right. 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Only at Fazoli's.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption and more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. With Texas in its crosshairs, Hurricane Rita has grown to a dangerous Category 4 storm with 135-mile-an-hour winds.
It's got the right conditions where it's got warm water, moist air, and a lack of wind shear that might tear apart the storm.
Meteorologist Chris Lancey at the National Hurricane Center says Rita could be a killer Category 5 hurricane when it blasts the Gulf Coast Friday night or Saturday in Galveston.
I haven't boarded anything up on this island in years. This storm's got people's attention. Everybody's in the past has just thought they'd ride it out and decide to board it up this time.
Buses will begin taking evacuees off the island an hour from now. Another big storm could swamp New Orleans, where crews are working around the clock to shore up flood walls, and residents are beside themselves.
Getting tired of boarding, taking them down, not knowing what the mayor's going to tell us to do next.
Jefferson Parish Emergency Manager Walter Maestri says space to house evacuees is at a premium.
We don't have the hotel rooms. We don't have the shelter space right now. People are going to have to go further.
CBS News is trying to reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 11-year-old Larry Keyes is missing from New Orleans. If you know where he is, call 1-800-THE-LOST or log on to missingkids.com. Let the buyer beware. Insurance industry officials warn that unscrupulous sellers may try to dump hurricane-damaged cars on unsuspecting bargain hunters.
Areas that are behind the door panels where some of the electrical components are, or inside the dashboard, or underneath the carpet mats, etc. Those are places where water can get and sit and start to literally rot the car out.
Mark Calder with the Insurance Federation of Minnesota says using a vehicle tracking service and having a mechanic inspect a car before you buy it can improve the odds of avoiding trouble. In Washington, Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan is calling for a windfall tax on oil company profits.
The American people are confronted with a prospective 70% increase in home heating fuel, natural gas prices, the sticker shock at the gas pump when they try to fill up their tanks. There's something fundamentally wrong.
The industry says the problem is the storm damage to Gulf Coast refineries at a time when supplies were tight to begin with. Chief Justice nominee John Roberts seems to be a good bet to win Senate confirmation by next week, but that still leaves one seat to fill.
Emerging from the White House, Senate Judiciary Chairman Arlen Specter said he believes the next Supreme Court nomination will be much more contentious than was John Roberts. So Spector thinks President Bush should ask Justice Sandra Day O'Connor to stay on the bench through June.
The president was noncommittal. The body language was not very positive.
But Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said if Mr. Bush sends his next nomination soon, the Senate can bring it to a vote by Thanksgiving. Mark Noller, CBS News. The White House.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down about 33 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 11. This is CBS News.
Tonight, NBC Premiere Wednesday starts with The Apprentice, Martha Stewart.
Knock 'em dead.
Followed by their premiere of The Ring, NBC's hot new drama that takes you inside the Pentagon.
You're a warrior. That's why you're here.
Then, in its 15 seasons, the Law and Order premieres have been legendary, but none like this. The race to save a missing child.
Get out of the car now!
Comes down to the unforgettable final moments. NBC Premiere Wednesday, The Apprentice, Martha Stewart, E-Ring, and Law and Order tonight.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing some big problems near Superior Highway 128, shut down at McCaslin because of a motorcycle crash. Now, Flight for Life is on the scene, and we are seeing some real heavy backups, so you might want to avoid the area if you can. Now, we're loaded up on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, Denver bound on the Turnpike, seeing brake lights from Federal over to Pecos, and still have a tough ride coming out of the Thornton area, southbound I-25, jamming from 120th because of an earlier crash near 84th Avenue. Once you get by all that, stay slow into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, eastbound I-70, you want to stay to the right as crews are clearing two left-lane crashes, one at York, the other at Quebec, and in Aurora, southbound 225. Little sluggish from Parker Road right into the tech center. Looking at the forecast, going to be a hot one today with highs close to 90. We're already at 68 degrees. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-76 and I-25. I-76 in Bromley Lane, US 36 and 104th, and I-70 in Harlan. Also going to be at C-470 and Quebec. And you can learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention Center. This 3-day...
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Won't be here tomorrow. Aaron Hart will be here. I'll be filling in for Ed Schultz tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 84 today. Then it's going to become mostly cloudy with a chance of some showers later on, late in the afternoon, here, around the Front Range. 303-713-7600. All right, let's talk about a little bit of scandal that has rocked the Bush administration. The Bush administration's chief contracting and procurement official at the Office of Management and Budget, David Safavin, I guess is how you say his name, was arrested on charges of making false statements to an ethics official and making false statements to the General Service Agency's Inspector General. And here to talk about it is Josh Earnest with the DNC. Josh, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jade. I'm delighted to be here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, and it's good to have you here. Now, how do you say this guy's last name?
I think it's Safavian.
Safavian.
That's what I've been telling everybody, so I hope that's how you pronounce it.
All right, let's talk about what this guy did. Now, this guy's a close associate of Jack Abramoff, who, of course, is a close associate of Tom DeLay, and Abramoff has got troubles of his own, correct?
Well, Abramoff himself has been arrested for some of his shady dealings, and Tom DeLay, who's the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, has been reprimanded by the House Ethics Committee on three different occasions for failing to be honest about his dealings with Abramoff. Now we have this high-ranking Bush administration official who is responsible for managing all of the contracting efforts of the federal government, also lying to federal investigators about his connections and his dealings, and his effort to strategize with Jack Abramoff. So, we really have a pattern of dishonesty by this, tightly knit group of, Republican conservative power players in Washington, D.C.
Now, did this guy Safavian take a golf trip with Abramoff? Isn't that what he did? He went to Scotland or something like that?
That's exactly right. I mean, he says that he and Abramoff are friends. Now, you know, Abramoff is a guy that's, you know, known for walking around town, making sure that, you know, the right palms are greased. So I have no doubt that, you know, Abramoff and Safavian are pretty good friends. But in Safavian's role at the General Services Administration, he was he was responsible for contracting for the federal government, making sure, you know, making decisions about which companies were going to, you know, perform certain services and provide goods to the federal government. So, you know, Safavian was, you know, because of the sensitive nature of his role, was prohibited from having any contact with lobbyists. Now, Abramoff, a registered lobbyist, wanted to actually lease some land, north of Washington, D.C., from the General Services Administration, and he talked to his good buddy, David Safavian, about how to get that done, about who he needed to talk to and what letters he needed to write. And Safavian, on his own time, you know, behind the back of his bosses, worked with Abramoff to try and get this deal done. When investigators came and talked to him about it, Safavian said he hadn't talked to Abramoff about it. But then the very next day, after talking to federal investigators, went on a week-long trip to Scotland to play golf with Jack Abramoff and a couple of Republican members of Congress. So, I mean, you have a clear pattern here of somebody who is not willing to be honest with federal investigators about his rule breaking as it relates to doing business with registered lobbyists in Washington, D.C.
Why would he do something so stupid?
I don't know. I mean, I think usually at the end of the day, the stuff comes down to money. So if he had the opportunity to help out a buddy who was going to take him, you know, foot the bill for a week-long golf trip to St. Andrews, over in Scotland and hobnob with some Republican members of Congress, he probably, you know, decided that was more important to him than actually, like, preserving the integrity of the federal government and taking care of taxpayer dollars. So that's sort of where he ended up. You know, the other interesting thing about this, Jay, and I don't know if you wanted to get to this or not, but the Washington Post reported today that when Safavian was actually testifying before Congress before being appointed to this position, he was required to fill out a financial disclosure form. He himself had been a lobbyist in the past, but he actually did not disclose the fact that he had lobbied for a number of individuals who were later accused of helping terrorists. I mean, this is a shady.
Oh,
this is boy. A shady
guy. Well, that's something nice to have in the Washington Post about yourself,
isn't it? I mean, so this is a guy who literally can be bought. You know, we have terrorists buying the guy off. We have scandal-plagued, ethically challenged lobbyists buying the guy off. This is the guy that George W. Bush put in charge of running this government.
And how in the world did he end up inside the government?
No one knows. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, has extensive connections all around town. I mean, you know, these Republican lobbyists really trade on their connections, and I'm guessing that he just had good connections with the Bush administration. He certainly, you know, the one thing we do know, I mean, this guy is essentially like the Mike Brown of the General Services Administration. This is somebody that had no experience with procurement and federal contracting. I mean, this guy was a lobbyist, and they put him in charge of the entire federal government's contracting and procurement. So, I mean, Mike Brown was the director of FEMA that had no experience in dealing with emergency management things. This guy, David Safavian, is in charge of contracting and has no experience with procurement or contracting.
Unbelievable.
It really is. It's really a remarkable story.
You know, this whole administration is unbelievable. I was talking earlier, before you came on, about the fact that, Bush is, instead of wanting an independent commission to look into what went on with FEMA, he's given Francis Townsend the job. I mean, how does this administration keep pulling this off day after day?
You know, but Jay, you know, this is part of a pattern. I mean, you may remember that in the aftermath of 9/11, Democrats and independents and many folks who had survived that tragedy had called for an independent investigation in Washington, D.C. to examine just, you know, how something that violent and how a terrorist attack like that could have been planned on American soil. The Republican response to that, no, we don't need an independent commission. We can handle that investigation ourselves. Don't you worry, we'll get to the bottom of it. And it was only because of a loud outcry from the Republic, from the public, from the general public, and from Democrats on Capitol Hill, did Republicans finally cave and consent to an independent investigation. Well, we're seeing the exact same thing happen here in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. A pretty obvious failure on the part of the federal government and the Bush administration to keep our the American people safe, or to demonstrate any competence or planning to do so. The American people, Democrats, independents, and even many Republicans, very concerned about the federal government's performance on this measure, have called for an independent investigation to take politics out of this equation as much as possible, and to put together a panel of independent experts to find out what went wrong, and to make sure that it never happens again.
But the administration, again, but the administration doesn't want that.
That's right. And we see the administration and we see Republicans on Capitol Hill saying, no, 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 don't you worry about it. We'll make sure that we have Republicans who take a look at this. Now, we know that if we have Republicans taking a look at other Republicans, they're just going to cover up the truth. That's what David Safavian does. That's what Jack Abramoff does. And apparently that's what George W. Bush is planning to do.
You know, I was speculating last hour. Not speculating, just asking the question. There's not one Republican with the integrity to come forward and cry foul?
Maybe there is. They just haven't done it yet. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, how much more worse does it have to get?
I don't. You know, we really are in a situation where this is a test of the president's leadership. I mean, if you look at sort of the whole political landscape here. I mean, we've got gas prices going through the roof, which is going to have a significant impact on our economy. I mean, we've seen a couple of airlines already declare bankruptcy just in the last couple of weeks. That's the kind of thing that's going to ripple through our economy and everything from prices at the grocery store to interest rates. We're bogged down in Iraq. I mean, nobody's talked about that in the last 3 weeks. And just last week, we had the bloodiest week in Iraq that we've had since we invaded the country. So,
yesterday, bombings killed 9 Americans.
Right. I mean, there is a real problem in Iraq. The president still has not laid out a clear plan for what we want our troops to do while they're over there. Granted, we have brave men and women who are serving on the front lines in Iraq who have left their families, many of them citizen soldiers, just volunteers, who are up there trying to protect, you know, Americans over there and trying to restore democracy to Iraq. We are certainly grateful for the commitment that they have made, but they have not gotten the same sort of commitment and support from their commander-in-chief. The president needs to lay out a plan for success in Iraq. We've been there for 2.5 years, and he still hasn't done it. Unfortunately, tragically, our troops are the ones paying the price. And then that, on top of this, colossal failure of the federal government to be able to respond to a large-scale disaster like Hurricane Katrina, really has the president on some pretty treacherous terrain, and it's time for him to step up and show some leadership. And so far, he hasn't done it.
Is he paralyzed?
Well, I think he's certainly getting closer to lame duck status. I mean, just 9 months into his second term, we're seeing that there are a lot of Republicans who are reluctant to go along with what he's planned. I mean, remember, this whole thing started out, 9 months ago when the president promised to overhaul and privatize Social Security.
Right, which is now dead. I mean, it's absolutely dead on arrival.
Nobody's talking about it, and the reason is because nobody in Capitol Hill supported it. Very few Republicans, certainly no Democrats, and none of the moderates were supportive of his plan to privatize Social Security. So he has sort of been, hobbled from the beginning. And it's really affected his ability to get any support, just because I don't think that there's any sense, among Democrats or Republicans, that the president has, the leadership skills that are required to get the job done. So, all these guys are looking out for their own reelection campaign in 06 and 08, and they're just not willing, they're not willing to buy what the president is selling.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just amazing that it's almost like he's paralyzed, and his approval rating is down around 40%.
That's right. I mean, these are the lowest approval ratings of his presidency. I feel like every week, for the last 9 months I've been saying that, but it's true. They're steadily declining, and each time they decline, they're at an all-time low. The other thing that's striking about that, for as much criticism as the president has taken for the federal government's failed response to Hurricane Katrina, I mean, we saw, on television, those really horrible images of Americans who were stranded.
Right. Yeah.
Just awful, right? So, the president was roundly criticized and deservedly so by folks all across the political spectrum. But the president's approval rating as it relates to the response of Hurricane Katrina is 41%, which is pretty bad. I mean, only 41% of people approve of the way that the president responded to Hurricane Katrina. But when you ask those same people, how do you approve of the way the president is handling Iraq, only 32% think the president is doing a good job of handling Iraq. I mean, so as bad as we all agree that he did on Hurricane Katrina, 9% more of the American public thinks that the president is doing a bad, an even worse job dealing with Iraq. So you really have a president facing a true dilemma, at the same time that, everybody in Washington, D.C. is sort of looking around going, I can't believe we have to support this guy.
He's, it's like he's stuck. It's like he's frozen. And he can't, no matter what he tries to do. I mean, he was back there yesterday, and, nothing he does seems to help his poll standings.
No, the thing is, though, is the American people are starting to see through this. The president's style of leadership is surrounded by, delegating tasks to people like David Safavian, again, ethically challenged folks who have a little problem telling the truth, and doing photo ops. So the president really enjoys sort of the opportunity to go out and shake folks' hands and put his arm around them and tell them he's sorry for their loss. But when they look to him and they say, well, Mr. President, what is it that you're going to do? He doesn't have a whole lot of answers. And I think that the American people are understanding that and are seeing through that. They expect real leadership from their president. And, you know, I mean, to the credit of the Democrats, you know, obviously I'm a biased source here, but to the credit of the Democrats on Capitol Hill, they're doing lots of things to try and get this thing put together. They've put together last week a legislative package that they're describing as a Marshall Plan for the Gulf Coast. Now, everybody remembers, you know, in post-World War II,
sure,
the United States invested, you know, significantly in the economy of Europe to rebuild that area. And, you know, Senate and House Democrats are proposing to do the same thing, to really devote a lot of resources into the region of the Gulf Coast to help those folks rebuild. And it's in the interest of our, you know, of our larger American economy to make sure that those folks can rebuild their livelihoods and rebuild their communities and get their economy going again. That's the kind of responsible leadership that this country needs, not sort of the politics of the photo op that the president sort of is giving us on a daily basis.
Yeah, and weird things like suspension of the Davis-Bacon Act. And also, I heard yesterday that, I'm not sure if this is just federal projects or all projects in general there, about how they're not going to, contractors are not going to have to file affirmative action reports anymore.
Yeah, that's the other thing that's ironic about this is rather than sort of following in line with the Democrats and working with them to make sure that we you know, put together a comprehensive plan to get the Gulf Coast back on their feet again, the president is actually, on a piecemeal basis, implementing policies that are actually going to make it harder for folks
right.
who live on the Gulf Coast to actually get back on their feet.
Unbelievable.
By making it harder for their wages to be, you know, for them to get fair wages, making it harder for local contractors and minority contractors on the Gulf Coast to get some of this work to rebuild their own communities, as it were. You know, we see them repealing environmental regulations. You know, we need to be cleaning up the environment down there. By all accounts, it's a pretty delicate environmental situation because some of the chemical plants were flooded and other things. The president's response to that is to actually start repealing environmental regulations.
Yeah, you know,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's like he's on some altered frequency. Josh, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on the program. Really do appreciate it. And if people want to find out more about the Democratic Party, what is it? Go to DNC.com or where do you go?
It's www.democrats.org. So I encourage everybody to take a look at it. We got lots of information up there.
All right. Hey, thank you, Josh, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds good, Jay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Josh. There's Josh Earnest with the Democratic Party. He's the DNC press secretary, and he's talking about this whole thing with David Safarian, or however you pronounce his name. It's spelled S. Safavian. It's spelled S-A-F-A-V-I-A-N. Unbelievable. Another member of the Bush administration.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
What do you want in the night? Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
Colorado style pizza. You guessed absolutely right. Can't say enough about Bojo's. Was out there last Saturday night, hit the salad bar, and had a couple of pieces of pizza. And it was just, I mean, it was absolutely out of this world. And it's the famous Bojo's Mountain Pies. They're legendary for fresh and abundant toppings piled high, just like the Colorado Rockies, featuring the finest, freshest meats, veggies, and cheeses. And I'm telling you, where else can you order a delicious pizza and you can do it by the pound? Now check this out. For a limited time only, Bojo's is offering their famous lunch buffet for dinner. Check out this incredible offer. For an amazing low price of only $6.99, you can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies. In addition to eating as much pizza as you like, this great offer includes a soup and salad bar and Bojo's famous dessert pizza. Listen up if you've got a family. Children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 to 12 years old are only $2.99. And this is a limited time special, and it's good only Monday through Thursday, 5 until 8:30 in the evening. That's 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So don't forget about Bojo's and about all the great pizza you can get there. And this big deal, which is going on now, for as low as only $6.99, you get their lunch buffet for dinner. That's Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 in the evening. Stop by the local Bojo's near you, Highlands Ranch at C47.
So remember,
the only number you need to know is 3037-WINDOW.
Celebrating 1 year of progression. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today of 84, then turning mostly cloudy. Chance of showers late in the afternoon. 303-713-7600, the three lines open, and we'll move to open phones now. We talk about anything you want to talk about this morning, whether it be the Bush administration's troubles. And nobody said much about Iraq, as Josh pointed out. As Josh Ernest pointed out, and we had bombings yesterday that killed 9 Americans around Iraq. The insurgency is alive and well there. But whatever it is you want to talk about, if you want to talk about the Bush administration trying to investigate itself through about the FEMA screw-ups, you can talk about that. Whatever is on your mind, we'll get to it this morning here at 303-713-7600. And I got three lines open. Let's go to Scott in Granby. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I just wanted to tell you, I mean, you and Josh were kind of hitting on it at the end there, the whole Davis-Bacon repeal. Supposedly it's to save money and
right.
All that stuff. Well, prevent gouging. If people think that those companies are not bidding those jobs at prevailing wages, they're crazy. And, I mean, for Bush to come on TV, I still can't get over that one. We all saw on TV there's poor people here. He's doing his best to keep them poor, you know? I mean, that'd be a couple years worth of work at pretty damn good wages, and the first thing he's doing is running out and making sure that doesn't happen. And, you know, I got a real issue with that. I mean, I think, in my opinion, what I see anyway, I mean, I think he's doing the best he can in 8 years to just erase middle class.
I think what he's doing, borders on being immoral.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, and I'm going to tell you, you know, people, I was thinking about this last night, and people that have not seen the movie Titanic, go see it, because when they're closing the caged gates so that people like J.P. Morgan and them can comfortably get in the boats, that's this guy's idea of the good old days, I guarantee it.
You know, it's just unbelievable the stuff that this White House does, and you know, the approval rate. And then they weigh, I wonder if they sit back there and scratch their head and say, gee, I wonder why our approval rating's only at 40%.
Well, you know, I think that they do.
You know, doesn't it dawn on them that the American public, I guess, is beginning to wake up now? They're beginning to see what kind of guy this guy is, and the fact that, he, you know, as Josh Earnest was talking about, it's like he lacks leadership in so many different areas.
Well, and I got to tell you, I mean, I'm somewhat of a convert myself because, you know, to be straight up honest, I actually voted for the guy. I mean, I thought
wow.
to myself, I know war and everything, you know, yeah, he's, you know, he's real tough. That's what you want in the war and everything. But, I mean, the more I just wake up and pay attention to what the hell is going on just domestically right here, it's insane. And, yeah, I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to walk into the booth next time, and I'm not even kidding. I'm just going to pull a straight Democratic ticket. I don't even have to look at anything just to get this guy gone.
Hey, you know, it's just unbelievable. And think about this. We've still got, what, 3 more years left to go?
Yeah, and he doesn't have to worry about re-election this time. So, you know, I'm pretty scared. And things with repealing this Davis-Bacon Act and whatnot, I'll tell you, people need to pay attention to this whole Supreme Court situation, too, because he's making damn sure that stuff like that is A-OK for the next 25, 30 years.
Yep, I agree. The only way we're going to ever get any leverage here is we've got to take back. I talk about this every single day, but it's so true. We've got to take back the Congress in 06 and tie him up.
Yep, I agree.
It's the only way to go. Jay. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. One line open now at 303-713-7600. And we do. And, you know, I feel like a broken record in that every day, my mantra is the same. Take back the Congress. Take back the Congress in 06. But we have to. And it's just vital that we get control of the Congress because this guy's got this country on the wrong track. And I'm not even sure that he understands what he's doing. You know, he's good at waging politics. He's good at getting elected with his brain, Karl Rove. But when it comes to carrying out the machinery of government, the guy's bad. I mean, he's just bad. There's no other way around it. Because there's so much that isn't right here. And it's unbelievable. And, you know, the American public, I mean, all of us, we only have a certain amount of attention span and a certain amount of time to garner to everything that goes on. And you look at it. And the television right now is covered with hurricane coverage, but we got a war going on in Iraq where Americans are still dying. Americans are still dying in Iraq, and you know what? It's like this guy is still stay the course, and the people around him are still staying the course. I saw John McCain last night on Chris Matthews, and what does he say? He says, we need to stay the course in Iraq. I mean, how long are we supposed to stay the course? How many Americans are we supposed to lose before we figure out that what we're doing isn't right? I mean, we could have a debate here right now on whether we should stay, go, or whatever. But we need to do something. We can't just continue to keep going the way we're going because it isn't working out. And we're losing American lives. And not to mention the amount of Americans who come home and die later or come back and they're traumatized. Not to mention the amount of Iraqis that have died and are dying. I mean, God, no wonder this guy's, this latest AP Ipso poll shows him at 40%. Just like the Gallup poll the other day showed him at 40%. 303-713-7600, a couple of lines open. It's 8:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Baylor.
Well, thanks, Jay. Still seeing some trouble near Superior Highway 128 shut down in McCaslin. That's because a motorcycle crash. Flight for Life was on the scene, and now crews are doing an investigation. Now, we are loaded up on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Denverbound on the Turnpike, the usual slow spots from Federal over to Pecos, and southbound I-25. It's crowded. For your ride into downtown and through TRX, eastbound I-70, bunching up from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard, and in Aurora, southbound 225, a little slow from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Looking at the forecast, going to be hot today with highs close to 90. Right now, we're at 68 degrees. One real deal? Try Subway Restaurants. $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Wednesdays, get a savory turkey breast 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway. Eat fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Dollars to put down. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out on the Internet at Rocky's Autos. Make sure you put the S in Autos.com. And to check out the massive inventory and also pre-qualify for a car loan right online. Rocky's Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're great folks. You can't go wrong from Rocky's. Mary and I have bought numerous cars from Rocky's. We just bought one a couple of months ago. And I'll tell you something. We go back time and time again when we're ready to get another car. Why? Because the people at Rocky's have the follow-through and the commitment, and they're passionate about what...
Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-706-4998. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-706-4998. That's 1-800-706-4998.
Happy New Year!
Jim, it's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy today, 84, chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin holding forth here until 10 o'clock, at which time Al Franken will be along. And tomorrow, Aaron Hart will be in for me. I will be out tomorrow. I'll be in for Ed Schultz tomorrow between 1 and 4, and I'll be trying very desperately not to wreck Ed's show. All right, let's go back to the phones now, 303-713-7600, and it's open. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. It's fine with me. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, Jay, I was debating with a Republican about some issues, and she said, you know, she was listening. She listens to her conservative talk radio, and she gets all stirred up. And then I was thinking about how I come back and listen to you and Air America Radio, and I get all stirred up. And I just wonder if it's time to move to, you know, a deeper place. And I feel like on the left we've really lost the tradition of, like, Martin Luther King and Gandhi, and particularly the self-examination. You know, it's like King was dealing with people who were racially and you know, were threatening him, and he chose to love that person, you know, who was threatening him, Bull Connor in Montgomery. And you know, we all these personal attacks against Bush, I think, make us feel good, but for a short while, it's sort of like, you know, a caffeine boost. But I really wonder, you know, if it's time to kind of go back and examine our own hatred and whether that's really moving us forward.
Well, know? I don't see the attacks. You know, first of all, and it's funny I should get this call from you, because yesterday I got into this boisterous discussion with this guy, almost an argument with this guy, about how he was saying the Democrats aren't vocal and vicious enough. And this guy was so incensed that he sent me like 3 emails yesterday, and I didn't answer any of them. And the last one, dig this, the last email he sends me, he quotes Tom DeLay on how Democrats should be more vocal and should have more fight or whatever the hell it is. And I thought to myself, anybody who shows, you know, I don't want to hear the wisdom of Tom DeLay as to how, you know, we ought to conduct our agenda. Right. But I don't think that these attacks are, you know, quote-unquote attacks for attack's sake. And I don't think that they are born out of hatred. I mean, I don't hate, and I can only speak for myself, I don't hate George W. Bush because I don't know him. But do I think the country's on the wrong track? Yes. Is it my job to come in every single day and point that out? Yes. Am I going to talk about the things that concern me? Yes. And hopefully they'll concern you too, and then you'll be motivated to pick up the phone, and you'll be motivated to become involved. To me, it is a national embarrassment. And I could have done 4 hours on this today. To me, it's a national embarrassment that this guy goes after what FEMA did and after the screw-up, turns around, and then tries to appoint somebody from inside his own administration to examine what has gone wrong. To me, it's a national embarrassment that no one can define to me, or no one can tell me what our position in Iraq is, other than to say, well, we ought to stay the course.
Yeah, I know. But you're also in Boulder, and you know, there's some traditions here that I think are really great. I don't know if you heard of Ram Dass. He was a guru during the 60s. And he said he would put out a picture of Caspar Weinberger when he would meditate in the morning because he hated, not Caspar, who was it? Who was the guy during Vietnam War who was like the Secretary of Defense?
Are you talking about Robert McNamara?
Yeah, I think it was him. Anyway, he had a picture of him out because he hated the guy, and he was so frustrated with him. But he would check in with himself, and he'd look at the photo, and if he felt peaceful looking at that photo in the morning, he knew he was at peace within himself and that he'd be more effective in what he had to do. And I think that, you know, my plan is to get a picture of George Bush and put it out and look at it in the morning and kind of check in with myself. Because if I'm coming out of a place of like, man, I hate that guy, you know, I just want to...
Yeah, but you shouldn't, you know, but the idea, though, you know, if you hate him and you operate out of a motive of hate, then you're no better than the person who, you know, you're no better than he is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, one of their key things is to take, they do it through their right-wing radio, they do it through the media. One of their key things is to take people like you and I and make us cartoon characters and people that you know, we hate, that they can hate. I mean, Limbaugh does that every single day. What I'd rather do is, I'd rather point out the things that this guy's doing that are wrong and saying, hey, man, there's a better way to get things done.
Right. And he's not evil incarnate. I think he actually believes he's doing good for our country. And I think you and I just agree that, hey, no, this is not the right path. I'm not going to attack him personally. I guess I've just been to, you know, I was in New York City right before Iraq, and I watched tens of thousands of people stream by, you know, standing by the Flatiron Building in New York City, and it was amazing. But at the same time, so many of the posters were just personal attacks on Bush and Cheney, and I was like, you know, there's so much negative poison. I think we poison ourselves with this, Jay, this like hatred of Bush. And I think, I think it's something we have to look at on the left. And are we coming from an energy that's actually sustainable and healthy and
positive?
Yeah,
I think we are. And I think more and more people are going to join us because I think if you look at the president's approval ratings, I mean, the guy is, you know, in the second poll that's out now, the Ipsos poll, the AP of the Associated Press, the Ipsos poll, is 57% disapprove of what he is doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think disapproval is growing all the time. And, you know, to call somebody a moron or a child, and I've called him a moron and a child before. that's human nature. Yeah. I mean, I really do think the guy is a child. I think there's definitely something wrong with him. And I think that what's wrong with him is that he's good at carrying out politics, or that we're not. Well, let me rephrase that. They're good at carrying out politics, and they're good at running a pretty credible campaign. However, they did get a break in that the Democratic nominee, John Kerry, ran a poor campaign, and the Democrats ran a poor convention. But this guy is not the brightest and the best that we can produce, and it's like he is he's bad at policy. He's good at politics, but bad at policy, as Howard Dean says.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, and he does strike me as being a child, and there does seem to be something wrong with him, that he's not all there, and that he doesn't get it. He doesn't get what's going on. He's so disconnected, he's so out there in a bubble, that he doesn't understand what's happening anywhere in America.
Yeah, I guess so the question is, how do we respond to that? And in a way, I guess, you know, I can get angry and come out, you know, and try to feed off my anger. And I think a lot of us in the left try to do that. It's like, hey, if I wasn't angry, I wouldn't be motivated. And I don't think it's sustainable. I think we stress ourselves out. We burn ourselves out.
Well, we got to be motivated by love for our country.
Yeah, and I wonder about switching the conversation more to that discussion.
Well, I mean, we do have discussions about that. Mm-hmm. But I think you've also got to point out what's going on, because the first step in trying to correct something is to recognize that you got a problem. Listen, Brian, I got to run, man. Thank you. Great call.
All right, thanks.
All right, 303-713-7600, one line open. It's 842 AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ellen and C470 and Quebec. And you can always learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that
the keys temporarily to the office, then it's back to the corporate restaurant business. After his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you have is the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-433-1718.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8300. 343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
Good morning, 8:48, 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Patrick Leahy, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, indicating that he will vote yes on the nomination of John Roberts. Harry Reid has said that he will vote no. That news just breaking. All right, it's open phones here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Warren in Denver. Warren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Warren. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Jay, I appreciate the kind of job you're doing and informing people and getting that information out. It is tremendous.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
I got a piece from yesterday that I didn't get a chance to call in on. One of the fellows called up, and he was really concerned about the gasoline gouging issue. And he suggested, you know, what we ought to do is target somebody and boycott them and make it hit where it hurts. Well, one of the things I think that was mentioned was ExxonMobil. And ExxonMobil is at the top of the food chain as far as profits are concerned. And they are also the dirtiest, according to the Sierra Club, because as a member, I've gotten a letter from them and a bumper sticker, a boycott ExxonMobil, because they're the highest polluter, and yet they're making the most money. And to make it worse, these guys still haven't, with record profits, nothing to spend it on, they still haven't paid off all the Valdez spill. Incredible.
Is incredible. That's incredible information.
It is incredible information, and the Sierra Club said, we don't ordinarily do this. It's so rare, but we think it needs to be done. So I thought, you know, we need to know that, and I certainly would pass by any ExxonMobil. There's no way I want to buy gas there.
No, me neither. Thank God I don't have an ExxonMobil card.
You're right. The second thing I had for observation, and Jay, this is just kind of an observation. I didn't get a mailing on this. The question is, where are the Republicans with conscience as far as so many of these issues are concerned that, you know, you don't have to make a major war out of it, but to take some kind of a stand. And I thought, what's keeping these guys down? And the only thing I could think of that was keeping these guys down is the Republicans are tremendous at raising money and a war chest. And where does it go? It goes to help get these guys reelected. So if you want a big slug of that war chest, you better be in line. Otherwise, you aren't going to get it. They may even run somebody against you. So, again, that's the way these guys operate.
Yeah, and, you know, Howard Dean's trying to wean the Democratic Party off of that whole corporate war chest situation and big donor situation by his democracy bonds, which you can go and You can go and sign up online to give as little or as much as as legally possible every single month. And I'm buying a democracy bond, and so is Marion. I think everybody else should get involved in this. But, you know, your observation is absolutely right. They control access to the president, which I don't know how much that's going to be worth now with his, opinion polls the way it is, down to his disapproval rating up to 57%. But they do that, and they also, you're right, also money. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. You know, it'd be very interesting to see if Marilyn Musgrave, when she runs for re-election, wants to associate herself with Cheney and Bush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very true, Jay. I like that, the democracy bond. It's a great idea because it involves all of us who, you know, aren't deep-pocketed people.
That's right. That's what it's designed for, and I encourage everybody to go to the DNC website and sign up, because we got to get involved. We got to do it now.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that one up again. I'd kind of let that slip. The last observation is I'm kind of an American history buff. And the only thing I can see parallel to this current administration and everything that is happening with it is Warren Gimmel's Harding's administration, probably certainly the worst president of this century, if not of all time. And I think Bush's administration, the way that he's got his cronies in there, the way that special deals are cut, the way that people of different races are excluded, all of this stuff is just parallel to Harding. So he's joining hand in hand, right in lockstep with Harding's administration.
I think you're absolutely right. I really do. I think that this administration, you know, it's like Frank Rich in the New York Times wrote last Sunday in the op-ed section about, the Wizard of Oz and how Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion go in that hall, and somebody pulls back the curtain and you see that the Wizard of Oz is not really the Wizard of Oz, but it's some snake oil salesman guy back there pretending to be the wizard. And I think that the curtain's been pulled back on this administration, and people now see that they don't have the Wizard of Oz. What they've got is they've got a snake oil salesman as a president.
Yeah, that's good. Jay, the last thing, and then I'm going to sign off here, is you mentioned, did you mention Bush on the Couch, the book?
Yeah, I have it on order.
Yeah, I think that that probably answers a lot of the kind of questions of, where does this guy come from? You know, what's wrong? But when you start talking about some of his learning disabilities and some of the other stuff, plus being born into a family that shielded him from so much reality. So I think all of that's in there, and I look forward to getting the book myself.
Yep, you got it. Hey, thank you, Warren.
Thanks,
appreciate the call.
Bye now.
All right. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I think the curtain on this administration has been pulled back. I think we can all see what it's about, that, you know, that Bush went around and campaigned on the fact that he was strong, that he was the one who was going to protect us. And then it turns out when push comes to shove, he's exactly the opposite. Can't get FEMA together, can't get down there and take care of things in New Orleans and in Mississippi. The war in Iraq is not going as they planned it to go. 9 more Americans killed yesterday. I mean, it's not what this guy has sold us on. Let's go to Mary in Fort Collins. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm very kind of angry about the guy who called in on Monday and said government should be running on a profit motive, as if there's all this fat in the government. You know where the fat is in the government? It's in the war budget. I mean, this administration is anti-government as long as it's not war-making, and the profit motive that they're concerned about is the profit motive of their supporters in these big profiteer companies like Halliburton and Kellogg, Brown and Root, who are making a lot of money, and now they're trying to do the same thing in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. I think that we have to return to, as Brian said just now, a love of our community and a love of our country, demonstrated by providing our community and country with those essential public services that only government can provide, and doing it in a way that allows for development by the common person, not the wealthy and the rich. And I am still burning about that on the radio on Monday.
Well, you know, there's also there is a lot of what they call pork in the highway bill. They could look at cutting that back. Even Republicans have talked about the fact that that needs to be reexamined. That's got a lot of money going to pet projects that are just way, way, way out of control. And there's an area where we can save some money.
Well, let me talk about highway construction in northern Colorado. We're getting back 67 cents on the dollar in northern Colorado, and it isn't going into our highways. If anybody's driven from Fort Collins to Denver, you'll know that there is a broken up highways on I-25, that the back roads have potholes. we haven't got the federal highway dollars in northern Colorado.
Yeah, I understand that, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the pork barrel projects that are involved in the highway bill, which Bush recently signed. I believe he signed it in Albuquerque and celebrated it. It's got funding for a lot of projects like the Bridge to Nowhere, and there's numerous other examples of where people have inserted pork in the defense spending bills. In all of those bills, people have put wasteful money in there that doesn't need to be there, and it's basically Republicans who dominate both houses, taking care of their own home states and their friends. And we can do something about that by examining those things critically and taking that pork barrel stuff out of there.
Well, they haven't taken care of Colorado, and we have a right-wing congressperson up here in northern Colorado, and luckily we have a new person on the scene. Angie Piccioni's running for Congress, and God help us if we don't elect her. I think another thing that I wanted to comment on what Brian said, he said we don't need to focus on our hatred and our anger, and we need to stop focusing on Bush. Well, what I'd like to say about that is that's something that we do in the media and some people do, is focus on the cult of personality in politics instead of issues. We need to focus on deficit financing, on environmental destruction.
Well, I think we are focusing on all of that, but I think that in focusing on all of that, we also got to point out who's responsible for it, and the buck does stop somewhere, and I think it stops at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and not only stops with the President of the United States, but it also stops with the people surrounding the President of the United States. Thank you for the call, Mary. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for your time. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. We'll continue with open phones here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I won't be here tomorrow. Aaron Hart will be here. I'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz tomorrow, and I'm going to try like heck not to wreck his show, and then I'll be back on Friday morning.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Free parking to the first 500 attendees at the City of Boulder parking garages.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Bigger and nastier. That's the story as Hurricane Rita barrels across the Gulf of Mexico. CBS meteorologist George Cullen says it's a Category 4 now. Top sustained winds around 140 miles an hour and looks as if it could reach Category 5 strength. Landfall?
The biggest concern would have to be along the coastal sections of Texas and parts of Louisiana, probably the western shoreline of Louisiana.
Galveston's boarding up, and the current voluntary evacuation order goes mandatory tomorrow morning. Up the coast in Beaumont, folks aren't taking any chances.
Having been through a few of these, I think it's time to, smarten up a little bit and be prepared.
Texas Governor Rick Perry says his state is ready to deal with the storm. He outlined his biggest concerns right now.
It's evacuating those individuals, particularly in nursing homes, assisted living, that cannot take care of themselves, who is my biggest concern at this particular point in time.
A new concern in the struggle to recover from Hurricane Katrina, as people whose cars were caught in the floods make claims and the insurance companies move to sell the vehicles for salvage, fraud has been occurring. Mark Kolda of the Insurance Federation of America.
What we call title washing, or passing a car through multiple states so that the car eventually ends up with a title that doesn't say salvage on it.
CBS News has been trying to reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 8-year-old Johnny Greenog is missing from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. If you know where he is, please call 1-800-THE-LOST or log on to missingkids.com. Who should President Bush nominate to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor? Some key senators have some ideas, we're told live by CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer, and they told the president about them this morning.
Right, Chris. Even before the president makes that choice, the White House is calling on the Senate to take a civil and dignified approach. That comment follows this prediction from Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter.
The next nomination is going to be a great deal more contentious than the Roberts
nomination.
At a meeting with the president, Specter and other senators pushed the names of about a dozen possible high court choices. The White House will only say the president's considering a diverse list. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The National Transportation Safety Board wants to bar new drivers from using cell phones.
Clearly, there is no question that inexperience and using a cell phone is a very, very bad formula and can lead to some very, very severe consequences.
Acting NTSB Chair Mark Rosenker says novice drivers have enough to worry about, like learning to drive without the distraction of cell phones. Already, 11 states and the District of Columbia have bans on cell phone use by new drivers in place. On Wall Street now, Dow down about 28 points. This is CBS News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 per month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-419-1970. 800-419-1970. 800-419-1970.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We do have white powder on the highways. Northbound I-25 just past I-70 is in the center lane and causing some heavy jams from 38th Avenue. All lanes are blocked as crews are trying to clear that out of your way, but you can squeeze by on the shoulders. Now, southbound I-25 still slow for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 looking pretty good between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, and southbound 225 a little slow on your ride into the tech center. Now, around town, things are thinning out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike is moving along fine, both east and westbound, and near Superior. Crews still investigating a motorcycle crash on Highway 128 and McCaslin. Checking out the forecast, another hot one today. Highs in the 90s. It's already 68 degrees. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-76 and I-25. I-76 in Bromley Lane, US 36, and 104th Avenue, and I-70 in Harlan. Also going to be at C-470 and Quebec. You can also learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love J. Marvin.
J. Marvin.
Love J. Marvin, too. J.'s great in the morning.
To Randy Rhodes.
I listen to it almost exclusively now.
And beyond.
Al Franken and Ed Schultz and to Randy's show.
Not just your average talk.
Now look what you guys are doing.
AM 760.
It's on from morning till night.
Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin here. And tomorrow morning, Aaron Hart will be here for me. I'll be in for Ed Schultz tomorrow afternoon. Ed Schultz has now got 100 affiliates, so he's going to risk putting his show in the hands of me and 100 affiliates. I'll see if I can't get it to 101. and Mark Udall will be on that show, by the way, tomorrow. Thank you, John Turk, for reminding me that, reminding me in my ear about that. And he has introduced legislation to move FEMA out of Homeland Security. Michelle Malkin, by the way, somebody called up and tipped us off to this. Michelle Malkin in the Rocky Mountain News today rips Bush a new one over the whole Julie Myers situation, which is something that I talked about yesterday, about Bush appointing Julie Myers to head immigration, to head the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, and the fact that she has no experience and that she's only 37 years old, but she's got plenty of political connections. Richard Myers, a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is her uncle. And as Michelle Malkin points out, Julie Myers has not a zip experience. This White House is in a mess, isn't it? I'm telling you. All right, let's get back to the phones here. AJ in Thornton. AJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
You just mentioned immigration. I have a question that I haven't heard any issues brought up on it recently, is that who's going to go in and rebuild the Gulf once they start making the decision to rebuild?
Well, hopefully the people who live there and need jobs will be the first in line to get jobs to rebuild it.
Yeah, you would think that. Charles Rangel was on yesterday, I think, on one of the shows, and he said the same thing. But in reality, it's all going to be Hispanic labor because they do all the heavy construction jobs and labor in this country.
Well, not necessarily, though. Not necessarily. If things are done right, and if the administration doesn't in mass hand out, continue to hand out no-bid contracts to its friends, who then in turn, don't hire the local populace but bring people in. But if there's enough scrutiny and enough emphasis, then the local populace hopefully will be the ones that will get in line to get those jobs.
Yeah, ideally. But I just got back from Atlanta. I worked there for several years in construction, and all the big subdivisions in Atlanta, all the big super targets, all the shopping malls, it's all Hispanic labor. They do all the roofing, drywall, cement work, brick work. You would think that in Atlanta it would be at least one black framing crew building a house, but you don't see it. It's not there. They don't do construction work.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. Hopefully the locals will get the jobs. I mean, I don't know. I don't think you can compare the Katrina situation. I don't think you can compare New Orleans to Atlanta in this particular situation. I think there's going to be far more scrutiny of the hiring practices by the media and by other people than there is probably in everyday construction work in Atlanta.
Yeah, I would hope so, but, I'm not against immigration labor, but I think people talking about wages and all that, the whole Gulf Coast is going to change the flavor to Hispanic because they're all...
You say that, but what proof of that do you have? Your experience in Atlanta? I mean, I'll tell you something, and we all do this. I do it too. And you got to watch it, making broad brush statements. You know, the fact is that this is not a normal situation of what you have going on in New Orleans. This is not a normal situation of what you have going on in Mississippi or in Alabama. And there's going to be far more scrutiny as to who gets jobs and what goes on. You think that people are going to sit by and are going to, idly sit by while they import labor in from outside the market? I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I think people are going to insist that locals get in line to get the jobs first.
Yeah, I agree with you. I hope that would be the case.
Okay, well, then if you agree with me, but you keep sticking a butt in there, and I keep saying to you, well, what is the butt about when you don't know, and we haven't even got to that point yet, and let's see what happens instead of thinking that the whole area is going to be transformed into Hispanics because Hispanic labor is going to come in, and P.S., what happens if it is transformed? Who cares?
I mean, that's what I said. I don't care, but I'm just saying that...
Well, you care enough to bring it up.
The issue...
Don't you?
Yeah, but you said the president is doing away with minimum wages and that stuff.
That's prevailing
ideal.
Wages.
That's ideal for contractors because they can bring out all the cheap labor they want to.
Well, you're right about that, but we'll have to see if the public will allow the administration and will allow contractors there to get away with it. Once again, it isn't a situation like Atlanta like you're used to. There's going to be a lot of public scrutiny as to what goes on there. Do you deny that?
No, I think you're right.
All right. Then the end result is we'll have to see what happens.
Because
it's not a normal situation.
We'll see in a year or so. I hope someone goes down there and say and look at all the buildings and say, well, who's doing all that?
I hope so, too.
I think it's going to be Hispanic, but I don't
know. All right, I understand what you think it's going to be. Let's turn around and wait and see what happens. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Because we just don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. But there's going to be an awful lot of media, and there's going to be a lot of people watching the rebuilding process. Probably a lot more than in any other city other than, God forbid, Rita hitting Houston. Let's go to Barbara in Longmont. Barbara, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. A couple of things, and caller today brought up the gas thing again, and I tried to get through yesterday, and I wasn't able to. And I wanted to just let everyone know about Citgo. Citgo is a Venezuelan company.
Right. Right.
And Chavez, who Robert seems to hate so much, or Robertson, the president of Venezuela has indicated to the president of Citgo, that he should contribute 10% of the oil and gas that's refined here in the United States for poor communities impacted by Katrina and just poor communities in general. they're starting some pilot programs, one starting in Chicago. There's a bunch of poor communities, poor Hispanic communities, but poor communities in general as well, that are going to get drastically discounted gas. So if we're going to boycott ExxonMobil, let's support Citgo and their efforts to help, you know, people here that are a little less advantaged than we are.
I got no problem with that. Are there any Citgo stations in Colorado?
I know there's one in Longmont. I think I mostly see them, I want to say at like 7-Eleven, you know, convenience stores.
Right.
But I think you can probably go online and find a station locator for Colorado. And you know, whenever you get a chance, just pull in. And you know, I'm all for supporting a company that's willing to do that. And I think Chavez, he's a marvelous person. He's willing to cut his profit and his country's profit to help people that are disadvantaged. And Venezuela's got a huge oil store, and it's a huge thing that he's willing to do this.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good thing on his part.
Good.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, we'll have to find out where the Citgo stations are and go in there and fill up.
Absolutely. I think we should do that. One other thing, too, about this investigation that Bush is starting.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen what's happened to people that have disagreed with him.
Yeah, they end up getting fired.
Yeah, or are smeared in the press or whatever. Does anyone honestly think there's going to be any thorough, honest investigation? I mean, it's just ridiculous to assume that anybody that Bush appoints to, quote-unquote, investigate is going to come up with anything more than blaming the governor of Louisiana and the mayor of New Orleans. I mean, you can just see they're going to be patsies, and Bush is going to be completely blameless, and it's just amazing. Brown,
I know, I was blown away by that announcement yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, who's honestly going to tell him, you know what, you failed, Mr. President?
Yeah, really.
You know, it's not going to happen. So
it's not in the cards.
No, we need to write and call our representatives in Congress and the Senate and ask them to please push for an independent 9/11 commission type investigation of this, because that's the only way we're going to find out what really went wrong.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're absolutely right about that. Yep. I think you're 100% on target. Thank you. Great call.
Thanks. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, definitely a great call. Because you know what? It's the truth. I mean, I don't understand how anybody could expect. I mean, when I saw this yesterday, I thought to myself, no, come on, you got to be kidding me. But it's true. I mean, people in this administration only get rewarded for their incompetence. Not to let go, but people who speak the truth get fired. By the way, most 7-Elevens in Denver are Citgo. I don't know here in Boulder, but I'll certainly look for a Citgo station. All right, it's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 7. If you've got tired or aching feet, what ends up happening is you'll get a sore back, and you'll also start to begin to have problems with your knees and your legs. That's why I want to talk to you about Foot Effects. They're a brand new store in Westminster that you should know about. The Foot Effects team includes podiatrists, podorthosists, researchers, product specialists, trainers, and other foot care experts. They offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, the knee, hip, or back pain. And you get the comfort and balance and support that you deserve and that you're looking for. So if you're on your feet all day or you're an active adult, then you know what? You need to check into Foot Effects. Give them a call at 1-866-886-FOOT or stop by. They're in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan next to the Chipotle. And ask them. Just say, hey, you know what? I'm on my feet all day. You know, this is the problem. I'm not getting the comfort. I'm not getting the support out of my shoes that I need. And they'll help you out. Foot Effects, 1-866-886-FOOT.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
19 minutes after 9 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, anywhere between 84 and 88. Mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms later on in the afternoon. It's 9:19. Did I already say that? 19 minutes after 9? 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Tomorrow, Aaron Hart will be here for me as I sit in tomorrow for Ed Schultz. And somebody called up and said, well, you got to get Angie Piccioni on the show. We will get Angie Piccioni on the show. And we got Mark Udall on tomorrow to talk about his bill to get FEMA out from underneath the House of Representatives. Out of the Homeland Security. That's all right. I'm just my mind wanders occasionally. Yours would too if you got up at 3:30 in the morning. All right, let's get back to the telephones. All the people patiently waiting, and certainly do appreciate it. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay, Jay.
Yeah, sure, Michael. I got you.
Good, good. Yeah, this is my first time calling in, and
welcome.
So I had to call about 10 times to get through finally, and then I've been on hold 15 to 20 minutes. But I think it's totally worth it. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Listen, one thing I want to talk about is the issue of why people aren't mobilizing to all these issues out there and being more responsive. And I think I can attest to it that it's a big, big element of fear. I mean, my God, I just realized as I was making this call and I've been waiting. I'm sitting in the car on a cell phone. I pulled over, but I measured my heart rate, and I'm definitely nervous. And my heart's going at 100 beats a minute.
Wow.
Usually it's like 60 or less. I've got a very pretty low heart rate. So I think that speaks to the inherent fear that people have of everything that's going on in the administration and in the world right now in general. So I think it's really...
I think you're absolutely right about this in the sense that this administration has used fear to keep people in line. And they certainly did use... I mean, look when the presidential election was going on last year. Do you remember the color code used to go up and down, up and down? And now you barely ever hear about it.
I know. And Michael Moore's commentary where they had the member of Congress, the psychiatrist, who talked to that specifically and talked about the fear-based policy of it, I think that's exactly spot on. So I would encourage anybody and everybody out there that, you know, we can make this whole thing change. We can make essentially a revolution in American politics if everyone or the majority of people will just act. Because just like my call this morning, it was so hard for me to do. This is the first time I've called. I've been listening over half a year. I feel extremely strongly about many, if not all, of these issues. And I consider myself a Democrat, a liberal. And I'm fairly active, and I'd be considered an upstanding professional in my community, and I'm scared to death about these things as well. So I can't imagine how everybody else must feel.
I think we got to reach down. I think we got to fight that fear off. I think we have to rumble the idea that this country should be on a different course, and we need to elect and get people into office who will take us on that different course and put us on a right course.
Yeah, and Bush and all of his cronies are just ruling by fear, and so much of it is behind the scenes, unconscious, if you will, that they do things on one level that is so much fear based on another level. And I like to think of it in terms of, he runs his whole organization sort of like one big corrupt family, and if you want to think about it, people don't talk about it nearly enough, but it's sort of like a family where there's a lot of sexual abuse going on. Nobody talks about it. Nothing ever comes up, and it just gets perpetuated because people are scared to death.
Yep, and that's one of the reasons why we all got to rally together and keep talking about this stuff and make sure that that the right people get elected in 06 and also in 08. Mike, thanks, man. Glad you called in. Hope you'll do it again.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Jimmy Carter yesterday, blasting the Bush administration, saying that the Bush administration failed to live up to the standards that Carter enacted with FEMA back in 1979. Good to see Jimmy Carter speaking out. Yeah, that's that whole, and I think it was around this time yesterday that I got in that argument with that guy. And there are a lot of Democrats speaking out. Bill Clinton spoke out. Ted Kennedy has spoken out. John Kerry has spoken out. John Edwards has spoken out. Did I say Bill Clinton already? Let me start again. Jimmy Carter, Ted Kennedy, Hillary Clinton, Jimmy Carter, who else? John Edwards, Harry Reid. I mean, Democrats are speaking out and trying to get good things done. It's just that the news media, and a lot of times, just doesn't cover it. Let's go to Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Jay. I'm a Christian conservative, and I just want to thank... actually, I have an observation, then I have an interesting question for you that I'm curious to see how this will play out. But first, I want to thank Brian for his call earlier. I think self-evaluation and... not letting I listen to the right-wing stations, and I get pumped up, and now I'm going to end up getting schizophrenic because now I'm hooked on your show. And so I'm hearing both sides. I was telling my wife yesterday, I said, Americans, we're all nuts because we can take the same facts and both sides can just spin it, any way they want. And And I remember the 8 years with Bill Clinton. I mean, I don't think you were on the air then, but
yeah, I was.
You know, oh, were you? Okay.
Not here.
Colorado, so.
I was on the air part of the time Bill Clinton was in office here in Colorado.
Okay, and I think what happens is, and I don't know that I totally agree with the last caller that it's out of fear that nothing happens. I agree. I think Bush, it's ridiculous to not have an independent investigation as to what happened with the hurricane. So I'm somebody, even though I'm a Bush supporter, I agree with you guys that it's absurd to think you can, you know, check your own house. That has to be, you know, done by somebody else. But anyway, what I wanted to get at was the bias that Brian was talking about that pumps us up. You know, it's amazing. When Bill Clinton, he could do nothing right when he was president, as far as I'm concerned. You know, all the scandals, all the different things, I just would not believe anything the man said. And I know a lot of that was just my own bias. And I'm sure probably on your radio station you were trying to, you know, defend certain things. And
no, there were certain things about Bill Clinton that I was not crazy about, and I thought that he was definitely wrong. I pointed one of those things out a couple of days ago in that a lot of people want to blame the formation of these big media conglomerates on the Republicans, but you know, Bill Clinton and Al Gore were two key players in that, and favored the telecom bill of 96, and that happened on Bill Clinton's watch, and Bill Clinton could have done something about that and didn't do anything about it. I also think that Bill Clinton, you know, was dead wrong in the Monica Lewinsky situation, and he did lie, and I wasn't happy about that either. But you know what? When you stack him up to George Bush, I mean, Clinton is going to look great compared to this guy. I mean, even Michelle Malkin, who is a conservative commentator and blogger, is attacking Bush this morning in the Rocky Mountain News.
Well, I got a question for you, because, I mean, why anybody want to be president is beyond me. I mean, I couldn't even imagine. You couldn't pay me enough. But here's a question, and this is an honest question. I'm curious how this will play out. You got this hurricane now that could end up being an F5, and it hits Texas, okay? Now, here's Bush, okay? I'm thinking this through. If he responds very well, let's say he gets the National Guard, everything, you know, works really smooth there, the right is going to say, you know, here's a man, he learned from his mistakes, jumped right on it, what a leader, got everything done this time. Now, what's the left going to say? I'm thinking they're going to say, well, this is because it's his homeboys there. There's no blacks there. This just proves how prejudiced he is. You know,
well, there's African Americans in the Texas, and the Houston's got a large African American population.
Maybe I'm wrong,
I think what people would say is they would say, well, he did a good job in Texas because Texas is the home of the Speaker of the House, Tom DeLay, who's a very powerful man. And he is originally from Texas, and I mean, I think those are things that people are probably going to say.
And then if he does a poor job, you know, because that could happen again, then you're going to have the left saying, "See, the guy is so incompetent; he doesn't even learn from his mistakes. He's
well,
still
but he
do
does,
it right."
But he does crazy things. I mean, he does things that you shouldn't like. This whole thing about cronyism. About going and putting Michael Brown, the head of FEMA, and then he doesn't stop there. Then he turns around and now he's trying to get this Julie Myers appointed to ICE, Immigration and Customs, you know, agency, and she's 37 years old and has no experience in this, but she's well connected in Washington in that her uncle is Richard Myers. I mean, he turns around and does this stuff, and it's almost as if, you know, you got to shake your head. And you got to say, look, I mean, why don't you just come out with what your real agenda is, which is basically to destroy the government because you don't care about it. I mean, somebody who cares doesn't put people in these positions. And then there's this guy, David Safavin, who you know, got arrested yesterday, who was the chief contracting and procurement official at OMB. I mean, this guy's got, I mean, he's got problems. And even if you're a Christian conservative, you have to admit that this guy has got big problems.
Well, I agree that the cronyism, which, you know, again, that's not new to Bush, and I agree with what you're saying, that these folks, you know, they sure don't seem qualified to me. I think the reason things won't change politically is, though, even though I could get upset about immigration with Bush or some of these appointments that you're mentioning, most of us as voters, and again, this is the right and left that's not going to change. You know, you could, let's say the next president is a Democrat, and you just turn out that you just can't stand the guy. You just think he's awful. You're still going to kind of stick with the party and hold your nose and go along with their platform, even though maybe that particular individual isn't somebody you're a whole.
No, I would criticize. I would criticize them if I didn't agree with them. And you know, I left something else out here too. WMDs in the war in Iraq.
Well,
what a misguided move that was.
Let's see now, Jay, now that's an area, again, I'm not as politically as I used to be when Clinton was in and I had young kids and it was real upsetting to me, but weapons of mass destruction, I mean, how many different, you know, countries and the intelligence agencies throughout the world, including Bill Clinton, were saying that he had those weapons? So,
he did have them, and we destroyed his capability to make them in the first Gulf War, and this president never let the inspections go through. But you know what? Listen, I'm glad you called. I hope you'll call again. I'm out of time, and I got to get some traffic. So thanks a lot, and have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right. It's 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, one line open. I don't care whether you're conservative or liberal or whatever the situation is. Get off your half moons and to participate in the program. Let's get some traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Big problems northbound I-25. Have white powder all over the highways. It's blocking the center lanes. It's crews are trying to clean that up. So heavy jams from 38. Once you get by that, then it looks good up into the Thornton, North Glen area. Southbound I-25, still a little sluggish into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 actually looking pretty good as you make way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And southbound 225, bunching up just a little bit into the tech center. Now around town, we're sitting out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. And the turnpike looks good through Bloomfield and Westminster. And near Superior, crews still investigating that motorcycle crash on Highway 128 at McCaslin. That should be wrapped up soon. Looking at the weather, another hot one today. Highs close to 90. Right now we're at 70 degrees. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-76 and I-25, I-76 in Bromley Lane, US 36 and 104th Avenue. You can also find them at I-70 in Harlan and C-470 in Quebec. And you can learn more at aircarecolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down on the vehicle of your choice. And Rockies has got a huge selection, so don't take my word for it. Go to RockiesAutos.com and check it out for yourself. And at Rockies, they cover you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they've also got Carfax, which allows you to see where that vehicle's been and gives you vital information about it. Many people, many dealerships either don't have it or they charge you for it. At Rockies, you get to see it absolutely free. And Rockies has got great people working there, like Colby and Roger and the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv and Spanky and Mr. Incredible Jim Monroe. There's just good people working at Rockies. So stop on by and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mary and I shop there, and we urge all our friends to shop there. I've often thought about doing that. I don't know if we'll ever get to that point, but, you know, sometimes I think about it. But why not? Why shouldn't you be able to call up here and we can exchange ideas and sometimes disagree and other times agree and just get into it? Here's John from Alaska. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call there.
Sure.
I really, really appreciate your program. It's payback time for that Rush Limbaugh, I'll tell you.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a few things about Alaska. I'm a former commercial fisherman up there, got put out of business with Exxon. And it's been 15 years. We've been fighting them in court, not a nickel out of them yet.
You've been fighting Exxon in court for 15 years?
15 years of class action. I'm a longliner halibut fisherman. And they cost me my permit. And to buy that permit back, it'd be $400,000 just to fish. I'd have to buy it from somebody else.
How did they cost you your permit? Can you talk about that?
I lost my boat. I had to sell my boat because the predictions were if you get any oil on your gear or your fish, or then you couldn't sell it. And so I didn't fish for that next 7 years. Well, they went to a limited entry, so you couldn't get back into it, although I fished for 15 years before that.
Right.
So now I'd have to buy out another permit holder, and at the poundage I was catching, that's what it would cost me just to learn, just to start to fish again.
Gee.
And so it just is really sickening, and I begin to think that our lawyers are being paid off by their lawyers. I mean, the way it looks to me, I'm getting kind of suspicious. It just... It's terrible. I mean, that's one thing I really loved in Alaska. You know, I was up there over 30 years.
Wow.
And I was catching those big 300-pound halibut. You'd like to catch those, wouldn't you?
A 300-pound halibut to pull me overboard, man. I didn't even know halibut got to 300 pounds.
Oh, I've seen I've never caught them. I've caught a lot of them, about 40 of them at 300 pounds, but they get up to 9 feet long, 300-pounders are 7 feet long.
Whoa, 9 feet long?
9 feet long. And you catch a lot of big red snapper and lane cod and gray cod and all kind of good stuff. It's wonderful country up there.
Yeah, so do you miss it?
Oh, yeah, I miss it terrible. Another thing, the Bush opened up the Tongass National Forest for logging. It's the last pristine forest up there. And I don't know if you know Governor Murkowski. He's in the logging business. He's in the timber business.
Yeah, and he's a Republican, too, isn't he?
Right. They're all Republicans up there. And as I say, the spill's been all cleaned up, but every storm, it stirs up the oil again up there. And it's just a mess what they've done with that.
So the place is never really oil-free. I mean, it's never really clean.
Oh, you can fly over and you won't see it, but it's never oil-free. It won't be for a long time. I mean, this oil spill is clear up to the Aleutian Chain. It is a long way out there.
The Exxon... Mobil Corporation, as that woman said, it still hasn't paid off. Debt over the Valdez still hasn't paid the fine off.
Yep, that's the spell I was in, the Valdez thing, and they had the second spell up there off the west coast, and they haven't even paid off this first spell yet. So just don't listen to these oil companies. They got on the TV and said they're going to make it right with everybody on the spill. They haven't paid off anyone. Maybe a few salmon or herring fishermen might have got a little bit.
Mm.
But it's terrible. I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, I'm glad you called in. So have you now resettled to Colorado?
No, I'm just temporarily down here working, and I'm planning on going back to Alaska the next year or two.
Yeah, what's Anchorage like?
Anchorage, it's real nice. When I first went up there in the late '60s, about 250,000 people in Anchorage. Now it's really grown. It's got kind of high rise buildings, and when I first went up there, there was no McDonald's. None of those places, just the Roadrunner burger place in town. Now it's really growing up. It's got everything that everybody else does.
I would love to go to Anchorage and see what it looks like.
Yeah, go up there, then go down on the Kenai Peninsula, Homer, and do your fishing there and catch your halibut, your king salmon. And I've caught king salmon up to 50 pounds, but they get a lot bigger than that, almost 100 pounds, some of them.
Wow. So it's unbelievable. All right, John, thanks, man. Call us again.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Pretty interesting stuff there. I'd love to go to Alaska. Have you ever been to Alaska? I'd love to go. I'd love to go to Anchorage. I often thought about applying for a radio job in Anchorage. So 9:41, make that 19 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good. A couple quick comments. First of all 7-Eleven stations are Citgo gas.
Okay, so you can go to any 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and I got hooked into that by hearing a caller on your show talk about going onto the Department of Energy website and figuring out which companies import Middle Eastern oil and which don't. And so I've been shopping there ever since, and I totally, wholeheartedly encourage people to boycott ExxonMobil, especially after hearing these last few callers.
Yeah, really.
So, and the other thing I wanted to comment on was, a caller a few minutes ago was talking about whether they were going to hire local labor to rebuild the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just pass this along. I heard this the other day on the Alan Colmes show, I think. And so bear in mind, it's like second or third hand. But this guy had called into the show, and he was calling from I believe part of Louisiana north of New Orleans, and he was describing what was going on in his community, and he said we've got in this town, he said, we've got 700 people that are ready to work, and they will not hire any of us. He says they brought in all these people from the outside. He said the parking lots are full of cars from Texas and Florida, and he said what he said was that I can't quote him exactly, but he said that in addition to suspending this Davis-Bacon Act, that he had heard that they were also going to suspend some other law, statute, whatever, that prohibits the government contractors from hiring labor from within the United States, and that they were probably going to be bringing in, so who knows what's going to happen.
But yeah, I didn't hear that. I heard the thing about affirmative action yesterday, but I didn't hear that. And I imagine there's some of that going on, but I would think that, most prominent civil rights leaders, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the NAACP and others, And also people just in the media wouldn't allow, you know, that as soon as they go and not hire locals, you got to know the New York Times or somebody, the Washington Post or somebody is going to write an article about it.
I sure as heck hope so. But you know, what I thought of when I was listening to you talk to that caller about that is that what I mean, as far as like civil rights leaders and certainly some media outlets like the New York Times might get a hold of it. But by and large, this myth that the right is perpetuating about the liberal media is just that. It's a myth.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, pal. Hey, I appreciate the call as always. All right, well, let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's hope they do hire some locals. 9:44, 60 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Flonase nasal spray. So whatever you do, don't forget to use your Flonase. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we...
Line open here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I won't be here tomorrow. Aaron Hart will be here. I'll be filling in for Ed Schultz, and I will be at the 4th Annual Family Fiesta Dinner. Bill Ritter, candidate for governor, will be speaking. That's Saturday, this Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., Kirk Hall, Douglas County Fairgrounds, Castle Rock. And if you want more information about it, call 720-988-3284. That's 720-988-3284. Or go to DouglasDemocrats.org. All right, let's go to Errol and Greeley. Errol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'd like to tell you why this boycott on gas won't work. I've built and rebuilt a lot of refineries, and I've stood right by the loading dock at a Conoco Chevron, and I've watched trucks with logos from every company there is, and most of those trucks don't even have logos, carrying gas all over. They trade like kids' sandwiches at lunch. You never have any idea whose gas you're buying. It's a nice idea, but people aren't going to get together to start with. But secondly, you're not going to hurt them. They hold a monopoly on an item that you've got to have. And here's another little thing, people. They keep saying that the problem with the price of gas is that we have a refining problem. Well, you can check this out in a big hurry. If there's a problem in the refining system, then there would be a backup of tankers in the different ports. All you have to do is call a port authority and ask them if they're offloading those ships normally or if they're backing up. And if they're backing up, then there's a refining problem. But ordinarily, the problem is storage, not refining. And then there's another little thing. What about OPEC? They raise a barrel of oil, $4 a gallon or $4 a barrel, and then the domestic producers, they have no reason whatsoever to raise the price other than OPEC's raised theirs, and they automatically just jump on the bandwagon. It's an outright theft. And how are they getting away with this? Because the very people that are supposed to be protecting us are in on the take. And I'm talking about George Bush right on down. These people are on the take. How come the only people in the air at 9/11 were the Saudis? It's because they're on the take. And that's the problem. That's why gas is the price it is, because nobody is looking out for us. And as far as domestic oil is concerned, we have plenty of domestic oil. I have royalties, and they have never, ever pumped anything more than just enough to pay the taxes. We have domestic oil, but we're not going to use it until the price gets so astronomical that people are on their knees at the pump. This is a secondary form of taxation, and we're being had.
All right, Errol, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Let's go to Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Hi, Phil, how are you?
Pretty good. I do think that the whole disaster relief and the way that FEMA handled it and everything deserves a tremendous amount of attention, but we also shouldn't lose sight of the whole... I thought it was very interesting that the federal government wouldn't fund the levees in the first place, and we really can't lose sight of that, because if you ask me... You've got this administration that can't handle the people's business and probably isn't even interested in it. And when you've got a federal government that's funding $250 million bridges that aren't needed and tossing billions of dollars to the oil companies and they don't need it, but you've got a major city like New Orleans that happens to be a Democratic city in a Democratic state that's getting total short shrift from the administration, and they're not capable of handling the essential kind of infrastructure for this country, and they're going to claim that the money went to the war in Iraq because they want to protect our American cities from disaster, and then they lose an American city because of their ineptness.
Yeah, I would assume that a lot of that would come out if we had an independent panel to look into it, that the fact that the federal government had cut all that money, that Bush had cut money to FEMA, a lot of that had been stripped away. I would assume that some of that would come out. I mean, the funding for FEMA is not anywhere near what it was under Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, and this isn't, and the money for the levies didn't really have anything to do with FEMA. That's just routine.
That's right.
Army Corps of Engineers, the Southeast Louisiana, something or other, they call it SELA, and the government promised them funding, and they said, sorry, no can do. They're like $250 million would have given them exactly what they needed, and they were only after maybe like $30 or $40 million a year.
There's also allegations, though, that the levy authorities there wasted money, too.
Well, everybody wastes a little money. I'm sure you can look in there and find some waste here and there. But the bottom line is you got to get it done. And this president just completely ignored it. He said, well, we'll take our chances. And I don't know who else is involved in those kind of decisions. But ultimately, you know, where does the buck stop? Stops with an administration that does nothing but put half-wits and cronies in the major regulatory positions and into the infrastructural positions, running things. People have no business running things, but they're just getting political favors, and they're really there to make sure that the money flows to all the corporations that Bush and his cronies want the money to flow to.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, I think you're 100% dead on there.
And so I'm like, why should we have to put up with this guy until 2008? Let's do something about it. I mean, he's ruining the country. We've never had a president who's lost a city from this kind of ineptness.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think we can do something about it. I think what we need to do, I keep saying it every day, is we got to get Democrats elected in 06.
Exactly. So let's get Musgrave out of there. I don't think Tancredo's running again. Let's get a Democrat in there. People just have to mobilize and do things because it's time to get our government run right. And in the meantime, they've got, what are they going to spend, $200 billion to rebuild New Orleans as a minimum? And are they talking about rescinding those tax cuts seriously?
No.
No, they're going to put that on the burden of, like, people 60, 70 years from now.
Yeah, they're
going to
go on
right
now.
They're
not only that, they're also talking about attacking the prescription Medicare plan, which has cost more than the White House originally claimed it was. And you might remember that story from a couple of years ago where they got that actuary and they were like leaning on him and threatening to fire him if he told the truth about the president's prescription drug Medicare program. But now they're talking about putting that on hold for a year maybe, and they're also talking about maybe looking at the highway bill. All right, I got to run, man. Listen, I appreciate the call. You and I are on the same page.
All righty, thank you.
Take care. All right, that's it for this morning. And now tomorrow morning, Aaron Hart will be here, and I'll be in for Ed Schultz tomorrow between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Everybody cross your fingers and pray to whoever your God is that I don't screw the Schultz show up. And then they never, like, ask me back again. Anyway, thank you all the calls, agree or disagree. Thanks for being part of the program, and have yourself a wonderful day. And watch out later on in the afternoon.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096.